Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, what up, everybody? Hope everybody out there having a good one today. And I did heat. Anybody got any upcoming events announcements? Y'all press the one button. Come on. Let's see if Quan and them on here. I know they got something coming up next week. Damn, I just damn heat. Darn hot out there. That's for sure. Let's see him.
What's going on, fellas?
Renzo, what you got?
Oh, ain't nothing.
What you got going on, Renzo?
Dallas got three events going on this next couple of weeks. Got event going on at Yellow Belly, and we got a Quan race going on at the Motorplex. Then 2 weeks after that, I'll be Tony myself be throwing another one at XRP, which will be the Grudge Bash.
The Grudge Bash, what weekend is it gonna be?
It's gonna be August 5th to 6th.
Okay. What y'all got lined up for? Shootout.
We're gonna do another 490 shootout.
Try to do straight grudging.
Pretty much got to do shootouts. Not that you can't really count on the grudge and to go on. So I kind of focus on getting the shootouts, and if we get the grudge, man, that'll work too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's gonna be August. Say August what? 5th and 6th.
5th and 6th.
Y'all been busy this year. Y'all been busy, man.
Yeah,
definitely been trying to give them something to do up that way. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about that tonight. Got doggone heat must got there by Lorenzo.
I think I try to get.
Do I play some back to back?
Let me see.
Hold on. Ain't no here yet. Let me text and get him. Tell me we need to get on here. And I'm sure it won't take him long. Let's see if I get Corn now. They would have been on right now. Everybody know what they got coming up. But man, what's going on with this glue situation, Renzo?
They got a new product, and it's not a.
You race on the new product yet?
It's been around for a while. A lot of people don't know about it, but it's not as good as what we've been using in the past.
Okay. So basically, you might slow down a little bit, but you can still go fast on it.
I've become a tuner's game, pretty much.
Well, ain't no good. That ain't no good, but yeah, I see. It's pretty much finna get a little crazy from what it seemed like. With them running out of glue.
Yeah, I've been,
you know, everybody got to hold on to
it. I've been watching a lot of these radio guys converting over to slicks.
So what about the pro brackets? Ain't the pro brackets supposed to be like a slick radio mixed together?
Well, it's going to give you the same effect as a radio.
Okay. Basically, everybody finna, if the glue situation don't get no better, everybody finna be putting slicks back on their car.
You're gonna have to get the tuner.
Well, you know, everybody wanna hit that tire hard out the gate. If you can't hit that tire hard out the gate, and they can hit a slick hard out the gate, then shit.
Exactly. You might slow down a little bit, but.
Yeah. But everybody want to give it all they can get. Now, the only bad thing going to come is those that ain't been on the slick in a while, used to driving that radio, might feel a little funny to them.
Well, now that should be, you know, those that don't know how to tune their cars, they have to wait on their tuners. That's going to be the big issue.
Yeah, that definitely be it. I mean, unless your name Shotwell, and you'll be all right. Ain't that right, Shotwell? Where he at? I know he on here. He don't want to come out the bushes. I'm trying to get him to come out the bushes. He don't even need no tuna, even though he say he got the baddest tuna in the game, his daddy, but he don't even need no tuna. Troy, come on, Trouble Troy.
What's happening? What's going on?
What's going on, Troy?
I don't know, man. Lorenzo was looking for you.
I'm trying to see if you probably be available on the 5th or 6th of next month.
Yeah, sure. We should be able to, yes, sir.
I'm trying to put together a little stock style G by the shootout, you know, like your car, the Monte Carlo, and, you know, some other cars like that. See if you might be on the rest of your end.
Yeah. Yeah, we should be able to try to make it down there. Talking about XRP?
Yeah.
Make it on down through there.
Okay. Try to do something different. They got all these different classes, though. Just was trying to start our own class over a stock style.
Okay, gotcha.
Well,
shit,
we'll
try to make it down.
Now, you know, when Troy's name come up, he get banned. So you trying to make sure he don't get banned from the
nah,
gate
he,
or what?
He good.
I'm tired of my man feeling a certain kind of way, man. I'm tired of him feeling a certain kind of way. Every time something come up that's his caliber, somehow or another, he don't get to run in it. He get the boot.
He should be good to go, cause like his car said, just like the Monte Carlo, you know, all in the same caliber car. Ain't no full blown race car, done cut all up.
All right.
Well, see, we'll fit right in then, JP. Six packs and all.
Yeah. No cage, nothing, you know. And the man get banned from shootouts and cars with cages and stuff. He ain't got no cage. Why they scared of old Troy?
Bang bang.
Street car. See, JP, we've been driving on the street more and more every week now. Our little car show. Shoot you did.
Man, having a little fun with it.
So we're trying to make it down. Oh, yeah, man, having fun with it. Just can't do nothing else with it.
Yes, sir, might as well.
I'm going to sit back in the 5th and the 6th.
Say again?
You say the 5th and the 6th?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, which day? The 6th or the 5th?
We probably do it that Friday.
Okay, cool. Friday would be hard for us to make it down. Right.
Yeah. We'll probably do it that Saturday.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
Yes, sir.
Take a BF good risk back off then, JP.
You mean you've been putting some miles on it, man?
No. Put
some miles on them. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Gotta do something with it.
I'm
might well.
Let some of the other guys talk about their race.
I don't know, man. I just text Coin. Hold on. 512-0268. That's Lil Lair here.
Hey, you better.
Lil Lair. What you want, Lil Lair?
Man,
Lair.
Hey, this ain't no little Lair.
Larry, you should have. Hey, Larry, hang him up. Yes, you should have hanged him up and let him call back on his own. I was going to open your mic up, but somebody was talking. If you waited until they got done talking.
I had already got you out the bushes.
Hold on, JP. I'm going to log in and hang that motherfucker up. Goddamn, let him talk.
You log up. You hang me up. Goddamn.
I'm going to hang that
room
up.
I got it.
He didn't want to wait, Troy. I got him out the bushes.
Man, I was waiting for 10 minutes.
And then Lorenzo was talking, and then... And then you came on, and Lorenzo was talking to you. We were looking for you.
Hey, you don't know how to push that button, and I can hear when it say my mic is open. You ain't got to announce me. I know when you on my mic. Don't speak on my tune and my
talk.
If you ain't going on my mic, I'm going to draw it out on you. What? Who said that?
Well, all I was saying was that with the way the glue going, you know, and if things get to going, taking the shit, somebody trying to figure out this glue, I say, you're going to be all right. Because your shit's slow.
I'm already all right. I got the best.
Because your shit's slow, and you got the best tune in the game.
They can't pay you $2,000 to get up there with me right now. Somebody looking for you.
King B, you looking for Shotwell? I see your hand went up when you started talking shit. You looking for him?
We rolling, baby.
Hey, you know I'm on restrictions right now, boy. That's the only thing that really keeps me going across your homeboy ass on this phone.
You better stay on the restrictions, boy.
Damn,
yeah,
boy.
You better stay on the restrictions. You better stay on the
Your day is a number, Troy.
Yeah, they number, but you ain't got the number.
Shit. I got the whole code of that.
We actually born earlier there, King B.
Yeah, I text born and trying to see where he was at.
He on
King B line. What is King B? King B the pimp and you the assistant pimp?
Damn,
you gotta I'm just trying to figure out. Every time it's time to get corn on the phone, he on King B. Listen though.
That's my dog, man. Y'all don't be jealous, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I got you.
Hey,
I'm
Mr.
Quo,
what you got coming up at the end, towards the end of this month, man?
We rolling, baby. We rolling, goddamn.
What's doing, mother?
Hey, look here. Man, D&D trying to get away some money Friday night, man. We gonna let the fucking Razor come up with something. The Razor come up with a goddamn little shootout or something. I don't give a fuck who it is. The Razor come up with a little shootout. D&D trying to get away some money Friday night.
Bro, what you got there, bro?
Goddamn right. Wrong with you.
That's one
way to get to it, ain't it?
Yes, sir. No crying, no excuses, shit. Pull some hands,
no excuses.
Pull some numbers.
Ain't no rules.
That motherfucker have a goddamn screw blow up on that mother. Ain't man rules. Run with your motherfucker, bro.
Is that Shotwell on that nag? You gonna have your car ready?
Man, my car ready right now. You know, I just ain't got my way for the go yet.
Hey, we was talking about some good shit with corn. I run with the brother. Fuck all that.
How much you giving away?
You turn it over to the racer, so that's what you're doing it for. You turn it over to the racer, and they give you some feedback. Goddamn, let's go. Yeah, yeah, that's me. Think about that. But I like that. I just, you know why I like that? I just like to see what motherfuckers gonna bring. You know what I'm saying? Let them bring a motherfucker out. Like, you know what, I think I got all the motherfuckers covered. Let me come out with shit. And then the next motherfucker goes, let's see it, let's go get this motherfucker. I think I got him covered. Next thing you know, you got a motherfucking shootout full of some bad motherfuckers that would never want to race each other.
Hey. And then look, you might have a camp that say, "Fuck it, we got two or three cars, but we just gonna bring this car, that car." They fuck around, see that run with the front. It's all hell, dog. Go get that bad front bitch out the face.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. But yeah, man, rumbling next weekend, man. Good Lord, say the same, man. We gonna be in Enos, Texas, man. Come on, Corn.
How you do it? You just gonna put on 1 through 10 and tell them put their name on the list on Facebook for rumbling for Run With Your Bronco? What?
Man, I really don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I would do it, honestly, with an eight-car minimum.
Whatever, you put X amount per person and you put X amount on top, ain't no motherfucking rule. Pro tree heads up, roll with your brother.
That ain't gonna lie.
I mean, you gotta look at it, man. There's gonna be some bad motherfuckers on the ground. They gonna kind of come in Wednesday, Thursday. They gonna be there. They gonna need something to do on Friday. One that's running the shootout on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? So shit, why not continue testing on Friday and get a chance to win some money?
And then, like my man Cowboy say, fuck it, we got a chance to win 2 months. We come in Friday and do our deal. Okay, say we fuck up. Say we fuck up and don't do it Friday. We got a chance to get a second chance Saturday. Yeah, 2 months. We want 2 months.
We got a chance to win 2 months.
I like that, man.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna take that to the team already. They gonna like it. I like that. Eight car minimum, and don't give a damn how many max or what. Nah, I don't give a fuck. I mean, I wouldn't give a fuck more how many times, as long as you got eight car minimum and you just put whatever you want to put on top, make them pay whatever to get in, make it reasonable where motherfuckers feel like, you know, they'll take a gamble at that, you know. $300, $400
You know, be like, okay, well, we'll try versus putting money up, and I don't know what these John Force might bring this motherfucker, so I don't know if I want to pay.
John Force gonna bring this motherfucker.
Yeah, you have motherfucker like Slim say, fuck it and get in there.
Not you like that.
No, you won't.
Hey. Blackjack gonna get that motherfucker said, man, I need to shake down, man. I need to use this to shake down, man. I need to shake this ass down.
He gonna say, hey, Corn, can everybody use that foot brake, man?
Hey, when he said that, I thought about that too. A motherfucking foot brake shootout, goddamn it. I got 100 mil lead first on a motherfucker on the foot brake. I ain't gonna lie, man. That man cut some hell of a trees on that foot brake, man. You think that man on a train brake when you get up out of there?
Hey,
Hey, Troy.
Yo.
Look here. Are you going to break some of the side down there and do a little rumbling?
Shit, we're trying to. Either we're going
to
bring the Camaro or the Cutters, one of the two.
Oh, hell.
The what? What did he say? The what? Hold up.
My motherfucking
hurt
on my arm
stood
up when he said that. Hold up. That Camaro.
The Camaro.
The Camaro. If we get off our ass, we're going to wipe the dust off of it.
Man.
Troy, you fuck around and let us get off our ass first. We're going to be on your ass now, all right?
One of the two that there.
Man, did you get some new points for putting that motherfucker?
Shit, yeah. I got the motherfuckers 5-6 goddamn it, ready.
You going to put some more points in that motherfucker? It's been sitting so long.
Not the point.
Man, Corn, I want to ask a question, Corn.
Hey,
is that the ugly motherfucking blue truck with that black tailgate going to be there, man?
Hey, man, look here. I ain't going to lie to y'all, man. I'm waiting on my brother to call me right now and say, I done fired this motherfucker up. He working right now. He didn't do it. Folks call and say, all pressure.
Oh, shit. So you ain't working on that bitch at the track this year, then? No, usually y'all goddamn bring that bitch to the track and put it together, goddamn me.
Well, we don't be trying to bring it to the track to put together. The ragged motherfuckers just make us work on that track. But, man, we trying to cross our T's and dot all our I's this year. I ain't lying, boy. We trying to, before that bitch get in that trailer, we need to be 90% sure. No malfunction. The other 10 is just getting this bitch to go fast. Shit.
Yeah. That's a damn show.
That motherfucker took us through the ring in the last 2 years. I ain't gonna lie. Ooh, we. Man. Ooh, Lord.
Y'all might have to name that motherfucker Can't Get Right, huh?
Yeah, for real. All right. Motherfucker started saying that shit last year. Can't get right.
Can't get right.
And you know what? I can't even say a bitch ass thing to him. Oh, shit. That way, you can't get right. No matter what we do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what
you got going on, Quan? Who's confirmed? Don't you got some folk car shootouts or some stuff like that already locked in or for those that don't know?
We had this folk car shootout with Jamie and them. Salty bitch got a hold to me a couple of days ago and they've been trying, but they ain't gonna be able to make it. You know, they hurt their car about a month ago up in, forget where they was at. They ain't going to be able to make it. We've been trying to find two more, but I don't think that shootout there is going to make it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Jamie is still looking for action. He's still locked and loaded to come. He actually looking for action with another car, which is called Fentanyl, which y'all probably seen in races the other night. Small block car. Anybody interested in Fentanyl. But, we trying to put, they had a little shootout together for old Blackjack now. I'm just waiting on them to confirm where everybody sent their money and locked in. And then we got a couple locked in races for Friday night. We're gonna do that for my man Hillbilly and man. We're gonna do that 5-0 or 490, whatever it is. We're gonna do that Friday night. 200 to get in. I think we put 2,000 on top of
this. Okay.
Yep. And Of course, we got this Saturday, the 28th shootout, and all still all glad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a little bit of this, little bit of that.
Man. Yeah, hopefully Lil Blue and Scrapper and Nasty and all them cars like that get a little lock in here in the next day or two. Well, this week. I know Scrapper and Nasty. They got a goddamn list. It's coming. K-Dog on the list. I ain't say that out loud, did I? Shit, I ain't mean to say that.
No. You on mute. Ain't nobody. It's just me. K-Dog. Me in the private room. Yeah, we're in the private room.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God damn.
Got a couple of boys from Mississippi coming over here looking for action. What you say?
I say, what's Scrapper looking for, Scrapper?
Man, I don't know what Scrapper got up his sleeve. That motherfucker got a mind of his own. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
He be scrapping with himself. He be in the trailer scrapping with himself.
Yes, sir. Well, I think one of the races, goddamn, I see old Bobby Cole. Bobby Cole still coming. I know he locked in with who?
I forgot about Bobby Cole.
And I know Bobby Cole and the other motherfucking 484 or 5-inch on the property. I know he said he was going to their motherfucking ass.
Now, let me ask you this. I'll lock up.
Now, if they both lock up Saturday night, that means they both done went down the track and feel good. You understand? Okay. So them cars lock up Saturday night as they supposed to. Who turned the wind light on?
And I don't know, you know. It's kind of a difficult one, but, I mean, just going off what I done seen in the past, I done seen Bobby Cole car go down the track. I ain't seen this new car, the new side piece, you know. I ain't seen nothing of it, so.
Well, now, in their defense, you ain't seen nothing of it since it's been in new ownership. Correct?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I ain't seen nothing of it.
Okay.
Since the new owners got it and they didn't, you know, and it's part of their program. So I haven't, you know, I ain't seen a glimpse of it. I ain't heard nothing of it.
Right. So check it out, Jerry. So basically, like you said, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't heard nothing. But you knowing the car, the caliber car they got, and where you see them guys, they leave. Where you think they probably won't gonna get to when they get it figured out versus Bobby Cole? You say you've been seeing stuff, and, you know.
If they both go A to B, I think it's gonna be like heads or tails.
Oh,
you know, when you flip that coin up in the car, you say heads or tails. I think it's just gonna be heads or tails. I mean, I think it's anybody's race.
It's gonna be going off the tree.
I think it's anybody great, man. I think it's anybody great. I think them cars so close together in that class. Like, I think it's anybody great.
Yeah.
I want to see some real fast side-by-side flames touching each other. The popular vote, everybody going to go with Bobby Cole. That's the popular vote. That's going to be the popular vote for a lot of people.
Now, as far as social media, I've been seeing, I kind of been seeing it both ways. I see a lot of side pieces. I see kind of been seeing it both ways right now.
Down the middle
right now, JP. Down the middle? I don't know. I just feel like it's gonna be a coastal, man. Just kind of looking at all them cars in that class, man. And like any week, I feel like any week could be anybody's week. I don't feel like right now I don't see no one person dominating the class.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see. I ain't seen nobody just running out front yet. I feel like they all kind of kicked each other ass at one point in the time, you know, going back and forth. So. I don't know. Shotwell, what you think, Shotwell?
What you talking about?
Side piece and Bobby Cole. What you think?
Price of admission, baby.
If you at the line, raising your $100 in the air, finna gamble. Who you gambling?
I'm at the line.
That man said your $100,
Chadwell, man.
Hey,
you see how
you
try to do me? It's
$100. I say $100, $200. I mean, I don't know what the man bet, man. That's too much. Oh, I say it's too much. Okay, you're $20. My bad.
Yeah, you said too much. Oh, yeah, $20, man.
Okay,
$20.
$20, man. All right, Shotwell got his $20. Who you going with, Shotwell? You going with Bobby Cole or you going with Besides
Right here.
I ain't I'm going to go with the home motherfucking state. I think they're going to come around.
You say the whole state, man.
I'm going the other way. Sitting on. But let me know. I want to lock that 3 in for Thanksgiving. Ready? Let me know then. Between 9 and 10, let me know.
Don't worry about nothing. I'm telling you right now.
Again? Huh?
I'm telling you right now. I like that bet. But they gonna come in their bottle. King gone. I'm telling you right now. Don't come in.
But is it a bet or not? It's like that bet in.
I just told you. I mean, hey, we can lie.
I don't know.
That's
the
track.
I can.
Frank King, it look like they nailing you to the cross, baby. You better get out.
Man, that motherfucker ain't doing. That motherfucker ain't doing shit. They better stay out my motherfucking way. That what the fuck they better be. Real. If they know what's best for them, they better stay out my motherfucking way.
Hey, King B. Homework is a motherfucker, boy. If you don't do it, what's going to happen? If you don't pay, you don't play. So y'all better do your homework.
Look. You want me to be 100 with you? Y'all better do y'all homework. Cause I'm telling you right now, if motherfucking me, your money don't go out there fumbling, don't go to fumbling that bottle, I'm gonna bet all you motherfuckers. I like them right now, just cause. You know what I'm saying? Just cause. And me and Bobby come cool, but I like to bet money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too.
King, them boys gonna run your ass off that track.
Man, they ain't gonna be shit.
That motherfucker go down through there. And Bobby go down through that little fast. And they go to looking for you, King. Them boys gonna run your ass up off that track.
Man, look, let me tell you something. Let me tell you
something. That nigga go to smoking 3 blacks at one time. Hey, you never laugh. A weak-ass lad.
Y'all ain't got to worry about nothing. Ain't got to worry about nothing.
The 60 look good on it, though. The 60 look good on it. It looking good on it, though.
Hey, dog, your mic open. On here.
What's that? Who wants something that ain't got nothing, man?
It's like it's you. Look like nobody but you, homeboy.
Oh, okay. I'm back on mute, then.
Hey, King Quan still on your phone?
Hold on. He should be. Nah, he hung up.
And did he ever send you the shit to the rooms and shit?
Nah, he ain't tell me nothing.
Oh, get him on, bro. Get him on. What he hit a room?
Somebody else machine going low or something.
Damn it, boy.
All I'm saying, y'all is
we listening. Right there, we listening with all that going racket.
Yeah, I'm
King over there going flat.
Damn,
somebody in here already. Who in here already, man? Somebody in here already.
King B over there with all that goddamn foolishness.
I'm trying to speak, man. I'm trying to speak something over there, man.
Nah, don't worry about it.
You still ain't got that AC working at that motherfucker?
Wait a minute. Nah, hey, nah. I got that guy that AC working there. But listen, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. All you motherfuckers that swear to God, Bobby that. You know what, matter of fact, I tell you what. Tim, fuck you and what you talking about. Let's go lock in 100. Let's go get 100 locked in. I'm gonna lock in 100. If I like what I see, but boy, and then don't get over there pumping that goddamn ball, I'ma raise you 500. No, 400. I'ma raise you 400. I'ma get you. You gonna stay out my motherfucking way, boy. That's what you gonna do. I'm gonna get you. Where you at?
King. I'm right here. King. King. No, listen to me. You can punch them all day long. It don't matter to me. Where I'm gonna go. We can do 500. That's cool. We got 500 right now. I ain't tripping.
So you gonna? Okay, no, don't worry about it. I'm the most. No. See, I'm a smart person too, man. I'm a fool, but I ain't no damn fool. You know what I mean? My money still got a new car. So all I'm telling y'all is everything go accordingly. Okay? I'm going to go with y'all ass. Y'all got to wear my nut. And I don't want to hear none of this, oh, man, the money is good, man. It's all people good, you know. Oh, boy, my boss is just fucked up. Nah. Stay your ass away from hometown. Stay your ass, and stay your ass out of town.
23rd.
King.
Your hundred of the lobster. Anything else. It don't matter.
For
real, though.
I'm talking to everybody.
Yeah. What you, King? What you got?
You
trying to
get a hundred on me. King,
your hundred is locked, King. What gambling? Right. What are we gambling with? Let me hear it. When you talk to everybody, I got the answer.
Man,
who's that?
I'm telling you. I'm gonna ride with the home team on Bobby and Lamont.
You have to speak loud. I got these. I'm in his head. You said you could ride with who?
I'll ride with the home team, with the state team. He ain't home team, but he's
the home team against who?
Yeah, Bobby.
What home team?
Against Tennessee. The state team.
What home
man,
team,
listen,
King?
Man, state team. My state.
You talking so low, man. I let my phone trip me. I can't understand what you're saying.
Man, that's your, they got to be your phone, because I'm in here.
Somebody
else
tell me what he's saying, man. He's trying to be cute over there.
Oh, man.
He said he ride with them Austin balls. He ride with the Austin balls against who?
Bobby Cole.
Oh, I like Bobby Cole. How you talking about the home team? What? Man, you from Austin? How you get a home team in Austin?
Crazy,
boy, they tell me a lot about you, boy. I'm back on mute.
Can y'all hear me?
Can y'all hear me? No. Fuck you. I want to know what everybody is saying. Can y'all hear me clear? Good talking. I can't hear what he's saying. If he didn't say lock, I'm going back on mute.
Stay right with the state boys. They're out in the state, boy.
That man said the home team, didn't he, Pete?
No.
Yeah,
he said the home team.
He said the home team.
Then he said
man.
The state, boy.
He said the home team.
He said the home, no, team, then he switched it up and said the state, boy.
I heard home team. I ain't talking about no state,
man, boy. I clearly said.
Man, you from Dallas? You from Oakland? Where you from, man?
Don't worry about it. When that motherfucker, goddamn, you get over there, and that bitch get juicy with it, everybody will be talking about, we going with the whole state. Nah. I'll say y'all fuck ass over there 8 hours away. That's what the fuck y'all do. Come on, where the fuck with me?
It ain't locked.
You know, I already got me something like you laid on the plate, sucker. You should have been over there. You missed that. That's your fault.
Okay, how much you got locked?
And, and we've been on the back line talking about it, then all of a sudden you wanna go with Bobby Cole because you wanna get on this motherfucking front line. More can I? Let me find out you really a wussy.
Hey, how much you want to talk to me? You know, different phone. I hear bits and pieces of what you're saying. I don't hear everything you're saying.
Can y'all hear me, or is K-Dawg the only son of a bitch need a hearing aid? That's all I'm talking about.
I can hear you right now, King. Sorry, you might go.
All right. All right.
Hey, King, I can't hear you. Can you tell me how much you got locked right quick, King?
I got another lock for y'all, man. I'll see you there.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Mic open.
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's happening?
Now, I didn't sit on the phone since the beginning of the show and listen to all this shit. What's up, JP? What's up, Troy? What's up,
what up?
King? What's up,
Joel?
Yeah, now, King, why you just been saying you're going to Texas? You talking about state team and all this. I ain't understand what you were saying. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, let me tell you something. You motherfuckers can't call me how to fucking talk. How about that?
Man, put your mouth to the phone, King. You doing too much.
Put your mouth to the phone
and get off the deck.
Okay.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Can you motherfuckers hear me loud and fucking clear?
Man, talk louder than that old bullshit buzzing in the background.
That's what you need to do. That ain't that buzzing.
Somebody
else shit buzzing while I go. Man, this is the, I'm back, motherfucker. Can you fucking hear me loud and fucking clear? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we can't hear
you. No. Yeah, we can't hear you, dog.
What's wrong with y'all?
Yeah, motherfuckers, y'all motherfuckers getting old and can't hear shit.
Dog, we still ain't locking nothing in yet, dog.
Let me tell y'all something. Some of y'all ain't no good instigators. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all, when we was on the black top, y'all was the one talking about trying to put the stick on my shoulder. I was beating your ass. I wasn't worried about whooping the motherfucker y'all trying to get me, but I was gonna whoop your ass because your ass is
put
over
the
stick on my shoulder.
Put your thumb on it, man. Put your thumb on it.
I just said y'all. When I said y'all,
hey, King,
said the motherfucker
King,
said something.
We ain't trying to let your ass get off subject. We gonna keep milling your ass, nigga.
What you gonna do with that pissed ass motherfucker? Buick, whatever the fuck that is you got. What the fuck is you gonna do? Why you talking about nailing me?
Not BLM
off and
whenever
Is you gonna shift that bitch and high gear and that bitch say, woo! Is that what you gonna be yelling? Because that's what the fuck happened.
Hey,
motherfucker.
Hey,
I lost my $40 for you. I could have went on Harry Hine. I could have went on this and that and went found me some good Awa Pinocchio for $40. I fucked my $40 off on your goddamn bullshit ass train.
Hey.
And said, woo! That's what that motherfucker said when that bitch.
Oh, wait a minute.
Woo!
What about when we was in Memphis? I fucked my money off on you when you really popped that motherfucker and got off the gas.
You right, but you was the last fucker. But ain't nobody say nothing to you when you was out there pee popping on the handstand when I fucked them Mexicans up in that goddamn truck. You was out there pee popping on the handstand then. Well, you shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up because I helped your ugly ass out. Now, you can't say shit, okay? Yeah, I put some money in your motherfucking pocket. You ain't come on there and say, King B, you look like you're thirsty. Let me give you a Gatorade. Fuck you. Yeah.
Hey, you wasn't dirty, bro. You wasn't dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, well.
But I appreciate that converter you gave me. What's the name of it?
Yeah. Better not be a freak show. Yeah.
Not the Saturday night special.
Yeah. Gee, that's about that word. That's about what that say. He say, what that say, man? That used to be an old 32. Boy, if you even go find some for a 32, you a bad motherfucker, man. You bad something bitch. Hey, you can find a fucking 32 special. You bad, man.
God damn.
You
die, motherfucker. JP, when you
bring in that slow card, I mean your card. Oh, man, that man is out on you, JP, really.
The fans want to see you make a pass.
Come on, man, JP. Get up, JP.
You know me?
Yeah, that's all I got to say. Put that
man, I'm waiting, man. Give me about, man, I'm just waiting, man. Give me about another month, man. I should be out, man.
Okay,
yeah, and I'm gonna kiss
you
on your ass.
Pass, bro, that's all.
Huh? I want to make a pass on you. I think I just might just go on, come off the trailer first, pass on your ass.
I do it.
I think that'd be a little more fun once you get your walking papers.
Right on. You know, man, I may violate parole for you though.
No. I don't want to violate parole, man. None of that.
Yeah,
hey,
man, you don't. I mean, I don't know if
that
chance
will
come again, man. So,
then
be careful what you say,
because
I will violate for you.
I ain't worried about it
because
I told you what you got for life, though.
Ooh, for
life.
For
life. You got everything in grills, right? With BLM for life.
For life.
You were talking about BLM.
I got it. Okay. Hey, I guarantee I'll make you put your foot in your mouth with that everything in grudge. I guarantee you go back on your word.
Please.
Then let me know when you bring it to the track.
Please.
Oh,
boy, let me tell you something.
You bring Lil Pressure.
You got everything in grudge.
That's what I'm bringing. I'm going to bring Lil Pressure. Lil Pressure coming.
It's going to be up and out.
Who's that?
What you talking about? What you gonna do? I mean, what you talking about?
Who that talking in the background?
Got background to clear for life.
Hey, don't be talking for him. He's saying everything good, right?
Oh, you got it, Charlie.
Back down
to
clear for life.
You got it.
Right. I'm bringing a little pressure for you, King, and knock the shoot off that damn car.
Boy, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. You gonna have a whole other thing coming. Soon as that BLM get back on property. I promise you, dog. You ain't gonna like it. Not you.
Hey,
you gonna go
to the place.
Charwell, no.
If I don't like what I see,
I'm
gonna turn my back. Key, ain't that what you said? If I don't like what I see, I'm gonna turn my back on you.
I'm acting like Bernie Mac. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Kick ass.
Hey, JP.
Yeah, sir.
No, them boys ain't on the phone, man. Get
them on,
let
them
talk about their race they got coming up.
Who?
Austin. Let the fans engage with them.
I'm pretty
sure they
listen.
Gotta come on. Gotta come on, first, Will.
Oh,
they gotta come on, man.
Hey.
I'm bullying the motherfucking jungle.
Let me see, Shotwell, man. Let me see.
713-7887.
Nick, what you got?
Hey, what's up, JP? How y'all doing tonight, fellas?
going on, man? Somebody got a bunch of, hold on, let me find the background noise. If they went on mute, go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I just want to ask King B what happened to his car. What's wrong with it? Did he mess it up or something or what?
I ain't got no oil pressure, bro. As soon as I get some oil pressure, don't worry about nothing. I'm on that,
Nick,
I'm
you
want to
know what he really said? You want to know what he really said?
I ain't got no pressure.
He said, what would you do? He said, hey, he said, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Shit. I'm going to tell him like this. I keep forgetting not in love anymore.
Hey, I keep forgetting. Yeah, and I'll never be the same again. I keep forgetting.
Oh, what happened,
boy,
man? You fucked it up or
what? Okay, so wait a minute, Nick. So, because I think you've been pressed about this shit. So you want to try me with that command? I mean, that Corvette. With the Kareem Corvette, whatever, I don't know the name of it, but
man,
I just asked
what happened to your car. I didn't say I wanted to race.
I ain't got no oil pressure.
But I run you in my car though.
You say you run with who?
I run you in my car.
When you get your oil pressure up,
I'll run you in my car.
Nah, I run your car.
Oh, so you scared of my car, but not Kareem's car?
Nah, I ain't gonna say I'm scared. I'm just telling y'all just if I can't get there.
I'm just being honest.
I can't get there. If I can get there,
cool.
Okay. Now, if you
want to
do something further,
you ain't gotta go any further. You said what you said. You ain't gotta go no further.
Yeah, but we might be at the track one night, and I might get a little, it might feel a little horny in here. Anybody feeling a little horny up in here? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know how I go.
Oh yeah, for sure. Hey, Quan having a 490 at his race?
Yeah, he said he's going one Friday.
Yeah, you say he's having a Friday night.
Oh, Friday night. Okay, cool.
Hey, did he say putting 2,000 on top? Don't call me on that. I think that's what he said. 200 Vienna? That's what he said, JP?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, 200 Vienna, and I think he said 2,000 on top. I don't know what car. I forgot what he said the minimum car count was. But yeah, I know he said 200 Vienna and 2,000 on top. I don't think the car count would be a goddamn problem anyway up there.
No.
Nah, he don't have a problem with no car count.
Uh-uh.
Y'all heard me come on the show. Aggressive. King D, what's wrong with your car?
Man.
Hey, I'm just curious.
What's wrong with your car?
I was just wondering, that's all.
Nick! Don't let your foot
his
up on
carburetor
that
got tangled.
Your foot on that neck, man. Yeah. You ain't doing nothing wrong, Nick. Keep your foot on that neck.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to say the alternator stop alternating. The carburetor stop carburetor.
he got his carburetor all twisted up. Maybe. I don't know. That motherfucker's running, though. He's running.
Oh, hell.
Indeed.
Hey, what's up?
B, what's up, baby?
What's up with
you? I fucked with B.
Huh?
Okay, I fucked with B.
We're
going to get some money, too. We're going to get some money. When you go to the motto, we're going to get some money, man.
Hey, somebody got, is one on here?
A nigga.
I got who on here, Nick?
I need to ask Quan.
King,
so.
King, put Quan on, King.
You're going King B line. Six.
He forget.
Hey, I got Quan back. I got Quan back on the phone.
Oh. Quan, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, I got a question, man, for your race. I've been coming down there for a couple of years in a row now. I really enjoy it. That's why I keep coming. But I got a question now that all this glue talk is like out there now, and people can't get the right blah 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 and blah blah blah. What kind of prep are y'all gonna have? Y'all gonna have it? I know in the past, man, you can't even walk on that damn track, and I was just wondering now with the, you know, the situation with all the supply chain stuff. Are y'all gonna still have the same prep?
Yes, sir. D&D gonna still have the same prep. We had that glue put up on the
side. I couldn't hear you. What? Could y'all hear
me? I said yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
I said yes, sir. Yeah, D&D, we will have the PJ1, the stuff that they normally use, so the track will be prepped. As you know it, it's not the new stuff. It's not the nothing testing, trying out or nothing. It's the same prep. It'll be the same prep. I was going to put it out for everybody within the next day or so, but I'm glad you asked.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Quan, we still waiting on the information, man. You ain't said that information to Key.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now. You're right. I'm going to do that right now.
Hey, Quan.
Yes, sir.
Quan, I know they gangster around the track. Y'all going to push it out the city limit?
What gangster?
Y'all gangster around that track,
right? Wait, I half-ass follow you, but come on, open the door for me.
No, I was just bullshit with you.
Oh, okay.
Big Slim said he's looking for you though, Shotwell. Foot break to foot break.
Oh, hell.
Man, you know, I ain't even got no foot break in my car.
Damn.
That is what to do with first for the football.
Damn. What you do, just pop the emergency brake when you want to let it go?
That's all.
That's the Big Slim rule, foot brake rule.
Man, I think you can hit that with him, right? Foot brake to foot brake.
Slim need to find him a turbo car to race then.
What's gonna happen when that boost kick in?
Shit, Slim gonna be gone by then. And act like you ain't been seeing Slim get up out of there, man.
Oh yeah, man. Slim rolling right now.
He waiting on you to get out of line.
I never got in line.
Well, you know you get out of line, Jai. Well, he gonna goddamn smother your ass like a bag of pork chops.
Hey man,
oh,
man, let's say anything.
Somebody say pork chop? Dante, why don't y'all come over and eat, man? We're cooking and shit. I told y'all to come eat. You and Mel.
No, you ain't tell me to come eat.
Oh shit!
And you know they
racist,
man. They don't. They racist. They don't mess with Greeks.
Oh,
they don't like Greek people.
They don't like Greek people.
All right,
yeah.
I don't believe that, JP.
I don't believe that.
They don't fuck with Greeks, man. They don't like Greek people. They racist. They don't like Greeks, man. I don't know what it is, Nick.
JP,
they don't like Greeks, man.
We ride with. Yeah, did he tell you to come to the trailer, man?
Nah.
Did he tell me to come to the trailer? Did Nick tell you to come get something to eat? Not
that
I know.
I told both of y'all.
Now,
he
might have been. We were doing too much. I ain't going to say he didn't do it, man. And homie, we were.
I told y'all.
Yeah, he might have been. Well. Hey.
JP
said
pork chop.
Papa's body got shot up.
Huh?
We went to the taco place. They shooting over there.
Oh, hell no.
Season?
And what can
you
do? Can you take out the right spot?
Y'all went live or something.
Yeah. Man, you know King got curfew. He had to go in.
Damn, man. How the mayor of Oak Cliff don't take y'all around, man?
Man, he said he was going to show up around the whole town. We weren't going to sleep that night. By 8 o'clock, we ain't see King no more. I think he left when Mike popped him.
Shotwell, when you coming out parole?
Man, I probably got lived in a month ago.
Okay.
JP. First day I'm off parole, I'm going live going down the street.
Yeah. That's how I'ma know you done went to your last doctor visit and ain't checked your prostate already, huh? You ready to go?
Damn, bro.
I'm about to go do something in the middle of the night, get the keys, because I ain't got to go nowhere.
I'm going to walk up there. I'm good. I ain't going nowhere.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man. Laro, what's going on?
Man, just trying to see. Yeah, buddy.
What's up, Laro? Goddamn, you quiet tonight, baby. What's up? Yeah, it's all
for this
break
weekend, man.
What's going on this weekend, man?
Oh, we ain't got nothing going on this weekend. We out of there.
Yeah.
We ain't out of there. Man, this ain't no jungle. This the desert. I'm in the desert. The jungle is at home. I can't wait to get back to the jungle and fuck with the snakes, the tigers, and the lions. I'm ready to leave this motherfucker. I'm telling you.
Damn.
I'm on my way. I'm trying to make it
Now, see there you go. You said you was making corn race, man. You said the walking paper was signed on the 26th.
Man, it's already signed. I just saying, you know,
I'm trying to leave here with a nice little bedroom right now. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I told him, man, I got to, hey, I can't do this. You know what I'm saying? I done did it too long. I'm on my way. I'm going to go 45. I'm going to hit 45, and I'm going 45 south when I leave here. Nick
trying to draw on somebody, man. Let Nick talk. Nick, where you at, Nick? I'm right here listening, fellas. I'm just over here at work on the night shift.
Don't worry about me.
I'm
going to get your lock in tonight.
Where the pretty girl?
You going to get your lock in tonight.
Huh? What?
Where's the little pretty girl coming at?
She's on the way. She's on the way.
I see you putting the makeup on. She looking all glamorous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm trying, man. I'm trying to do with what I got, man. That's all. You know, I ain't got much time.
What K-Dawg get, man? I ain't like the way they hear on K-Dawg just now. I'm like, yeah, scrapper looking for a race and nasty looking for something and all this here. What dog is, man?
Hey,
you really
what are them people jumping on? What's that car name? Fancy or Fantasia?
214.
What's the name of that car?
1299. Your mic open. Who we got?
Hold on. I get on her. I hit one, JP.
I don't know. It's still you in the queue. I don't know if you hit it or not.
Oh, no, I just called in to listen, but I go on mute. I just called in to listen, but
I'm
going
to
go on mute for you.
Go on mute. All right. Yeah, K-Dawg gone, man. K-Dawg gone.
Dawg gone. Oh, man.
Dawg gone. Dawg gone. Trouble gone.
MCY, but.
Yeah, you gone, man. Gone. Oh, man. Man, it's been hot. I hope y'all been staying hydrated.
Man, you been trying, bro. That's crucial.
Drinking plenty of water and stuff, man. Don't overexert yourself out here in all this heat. A lot of you fellas not as young as y'all once was, so you can't do the things you once did. Your mind might be telling you yeah, but your body telling you no.
Mm-hmm. You sure right. You sure right.
Yeah, so don't let the
no.
Don't let the mind. Yeah, man. You know. Hey, the mind might be telling you can still do what you used to do. Their body gonna tell you ain't the same person you once was.
My mind telling me no, I can't do it. I'm trying
my
to
mind
it.
Telling me no.
My mind is saying no.
Body.
My pocket is telling me yeah. Yeah, my mind is telling me no. My pocket is saying yes. Yes, sir. Yeah. Right there, I'm gonna stop listening to them all. They got me set tight out here.
JP!
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ben really sold Cool Daddy?
I think his daddy did.
Right.
I think his daddy did, man. He got rid of it.
It's gone?
They say Shotwell was ducking.
She gone?
They say Shotwell was ducking, man. They couldn't get no race. Couldn't get the race they wanted with Shotwell, so.
I ain't gonna let you have a Shotwell like that on this live radio. Shotwell, come on mute.
Where's my buddy Joe at? Joe ain't on here, JP? My buddy?
I don't know where Joel at tonight, man.
We can get something locked with Ali or something?
He's ducking.
stir up the gumbo a little bit here, man. Y'all ain't talking about nothing.
Yeah. He ducking, Nick. You know, Joe's ducking, man.
What about Ali? I just want to see if Joe got his shit right. Yeah, if they got it right.
Hold on.
If somebody call Ali.
We got a couple hands up, Nick. There go Joe right there.
Okay.
214-2556.
I'm going on mute.
Your mic open.
Joe.
I'm going on mute.
Joel.
First of all, Cyro, your weak ass so goddamn well. I ain't ducking shit.
Hey.
Can't nobody on this motherfucker phone make me duck. I ain't talking to you, Nick. I'm talking to Cyro, weak ass.
Oh, okay.
Talking about I'm ducking. I'm listening to this bullshit y'all talking about. Everybody come on. Ain't shit going on.
I know you're talking about that, Joe.
Oh, yeah. He knew exactly what the fuck he was talking about.
Y'all go 556.
Who we got? Joe, what's happening, baby?
You all right?
Chilling. Yeah, right now. Chilling. Trying to dodge the heat.
Hot
in the motherfucker. That thing was
107 today. Yep. I think it's nighttime over here. I think it's still 102.
I was down there yesterday. It was hot. Then
oh,
ran
you
to come, the
you
rain.
You ain't come say hi.
No.
Man.
I had to get in and out.
He thought you were going to try to lock something in. He thought you were going to try to lock something in. You didn't want to come.
No. No, it ain't like that.
No.
Nick already know what it is. But Nick, we ain't done shoot the call. We spoke to that this past weekend, but they had an event in it, so we didn't go. So
y'all need some help.
And then this weekend we running at the gut tomorrow, Friday and Saturday.
Oh yeah.
But they got at the gut.
That's a no trap.
Somebody back
there
scraping on something, man.
Somebody over there jacking off or something.
Man. It sounds like a
playing with
dog,
that dinghy. Good. Probably Bradley. That's a no.
No, they haven't. They haven't. Yeah, it's a gut, so pretty much. But you do a glue burnout, so after the first round, it's gonna be pretty decent.
Yeah,
it'll be slick prep by then.
Can you do a glue burnout over there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's Rody and Steffi's race.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they have a lot of no prep calls and I guess a couple of radio calls coming, but you know it is what it is.
Right.
Supposed to be a lot of people showing up. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that track got a good follower, man. Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah. So we ain't, like I said, we ain't did shoot with Blackskin car yet. It's open.
Y'all gonna,
it's open.
Y'all gonna try to get it ready by for D&D?
Trying to, because Ali called today talking about running for 5,000. So we trying to, but I don't know. Like I said, we ain't done shit with it. We need lock it back in because we ain't done know what to call yet.
I got you.
So, like I say, if everything right, like I told you last time, if everything right, I don't mind running.
Oh, yeah.
What up? I don't mind running, but if I was driving, I'd lock your ass in right now.
Yeah.
This other little call we bring out tomorrow, though, if it do, I might try you with that. Maybe a little help.
All right. Just let me know.
It ain't nothing special, just a little, you know, little backyard car.
Yeah. Yep, that's all they are, man. They're all some science projects. That's what I call them.
Pretty much.
Sometimes
we over fucking with it now.
They swallow the money.
And sometimes they go, sometimes they don't.
Well, it ain't
it's like going
shit,
to a party that you ain't never been to.
Right.
You don't know what she's going to do. You know you're going to pay her ass, but you don't know what she's going to do.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we over trying to do the ping and shit on it now, so that's why they come on, because there's noise over. I had to walk outside.
Y'all need to move some damn bars if it's going right or left or whatever.
Yep. It went right in left. Went right one pass, went left next pass. Well,
yeah,
what
that kind of hard to. That's kind of hard
exactly.
to tell, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't know what to, you don't know where to start at doing shit like that.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So
that motherfucker doing square dancing.
Shit, circle dancing.
JP, you going?
It's a strong possibility.
I need to know so I know how much food to buy.
JP, you going
next
you?
Week?
Okay.
Oh, you talking about quarantine?
Yeah, if I'm going to be in Shreveport working, it just depends. I'd probably come when I get off work that Saturday. You know, I work that Saturday, so.
Nick, you know how to know prep pussy slicks on that vet and bring that bitch up here.
Man, how you going to talk to me like that, dog? I don't need no damn
I'm just,
slick.
Oh, I mean, well,
man,
true,
I always wear a razor on no prep.
True.
You
well,
to
shit.
Me like that?
Braise and glue, and come on.
This weekend, man, I can't this weekend. I really can't. That's this weekend? Or after
yep.
D&D?
Nah, it's this weekend.
This weekend?
Friday, Saturday.
Man, I can't.
Yeah.
I really can't. I'd like to. I know that.
It ain't no, like I say, it ain't no pressure. Like I was just saying. I mean, anybody on here,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't got shit to do this weekend, everybody gonna be at the gut, so.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yep. That's good shit.
They say it ain't supposed to start till about 9 because it's gets so hot.
Yeah. Man, I didn't know they were having a race at, what was it, Ennis last weekend?
Yeah, they had some kind of shit at Ennis this past weekend. That's why I say we were supposed to be taking Blackson out there, but it ended up being an event, so we didn't take it. You know, the test to try to get it right.
What time did Joker start first round? 1 a.m. or something?
I don't even know. I can't even tell you.
No, they start down there about 12, I think. It was Eric and TJ event. So the one that run the track, they got what they call three car showdown. And they pushed everything back. They was gonna start at 6, but like the crew started at 7. And pretty much everything, just they kind of pushed it back to 11 or 12. Like, it would have been perfect, you know, for your car. But, see, I think with the terminology Eric used, it kind of, I ain't going to say push a lot of people away, but when they hear street car, they thinking, like, you know, stock Camaros and stuff like that versus,
right.
You know, the race-style street car. But, yeah, they, I think the third round ended up starting pretty late, though, like 12, 11, 30, 1. They got through about 6 that morning.
6
but it was
in
just
the
morning? Of the weather. Yeah. Like, I think, yeah, well, I thought, like hold on, 5:15, I think, which might well say 6. But.
Oh, yeah, I like that. That's good shit right there.
Like, I ain't going to lie, it would have been a good, because they didn't have, like, a lot of downtime, but then the way they did their classes because of the crews and all that, if you wanted to come just to test, it would have kind of been good because you would have had the surface for, you know, like cars like Cody Jones now there, but then you wouldn't have the busyness of, you know, like a grudge event with a whole lot of classes.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, it was pretty cool though. Like, you know, it was good, pretty good event. I just think like saying
I mean, which that means they ain't gonna probably change the name, but I think if they just word it different that way, you know, most people that's on radios will know it's like, you know, it's really kind of like a super fast street car.
Right.
Quote on speed versus just, you know, Camaro. Really. So they had like Joe Tech out there, a lot of the GTRs and because they had a small car class, I think, Cody Jones Chase. It's another fast ass turbo thing, but it's blue. It's either purple or blue or silver and blue, but it looks like a, almost kind of like Cody Jones paint job with the little claw on the side of it, but he was there.
Yeah.
It was a pretty fast ass car, though.
Man, y'all got so many races, man. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I lived in Dallas, man. Like, for real.
Oh, shit. What you call it? Okay, that was him.
Huh? What?
I was going to make the cake out then. Where Joe? Oh, Joe gone. Joe done hung up.
JP,
no,
he probably
went
back on mute.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going.
I went on mute. What you say?
I was going to say, you don't hear too many Dallas people talking about they wish they lived in Houston now. Why not?
Nah, you never heard that shit.
I don't know why.
I was like, K-Dog, I don't know where K-Dog get off of them teeth, mess with K-Dog.
Ethan, what you looking for me for?
I ain't going to lie. Huh?
What you looking for me for?
Who that, K-Dog?
No, me, Ethan Joe. You said you looking for me for what?
Oh, Joe, no. I was saying, I thought that was a Houston person. Wasn't that Nick that said, I wish I lived in Dallas?
Yeah,
Nick Love, Dallas. Yeah, I know. That's why I said I messed with Richard and K-Dog and JP Nimble with that, you know. You ain't never heard of Houston. I mean, a Dallas person said they wish they lived in Houston, so Houston done did it first.
Yep, right. I done did it first.
I got on late.
Nick
been
drinking.
Yeah, they got on here.
Right
now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quan was on here.
Yeah, they got on here.
I've been drinking.
I'm
still here. We still got the turbo races going. I seen another turbo race get locked in, too.
Cisco
and Bo. Remember, I was talking about this on the talk show. And then we hung up, and next time I know, two damn turbos locked in. I said, damn, I'm going to get the joke of the week.
Yeah.
Hey, did y'all do the
but you know, Bo doing that shit just off of whatever the fuck. That ain't going to, I mean, I don't know. I ain't going to say nothing negative on it, but, you know.
Did y'all do the grudge report, Cyrus? I missed that too then.
No, I don't think
they
did.
No, they haven't.
I'm tripping. Damn. I'm still stuck in the other week. I'm thinking about the last week. Hell, I'm tripping.
Yeah.
We gonna have one
for sure after corn race.
Yeah. So what, man? Y'all. So, hey, y'all, what was the topic? Oh, y'all didn't really get nothing going.
Nah, we just been on here.
Just
doing a little freestyling.
Yeah. What, so, what y'all think about this group shit, man? What y'all think we finna end up doing? Ann Bone and them, shit, they said, fuck it. They done cranked they talking about putting their 28s back on. Doing the whole event back on slick.
Yeah. There's a lot of people going back to it. Remember our conversation, Lorenzo?
Hey, Ethan, who you say whole event am I going back to slick?
Aunt Bonnie and them. He did a whole event. Well, I don't know if it's an event, but I know it might be an event. I know he said, what y'all think about going back 28th and shit, let's just go back to sleep like an old time. They didn't put sleep. Well, I don't know. They ain't did it yet, but they pretty much finna do it.
I mean, what y'all think better prefer is race would go back to sleep so everybody start no prison.
I feel like this, Ethan. I feel like once all that good shit gone and everybody's left with whatever's out there, somebody gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
I feel like somebody's working on it, not trying to figure it out. So somebody gonna figure out the magic to it or the sweet spot, and you know, I think they're gonna figure it out. Are you gonna be as fast as the other glue? We don't know yet, but I feel like somebody gonna figure that shit out.
Yeah, I say the same thing, JP. Because I mean, you think about it. You got all these motherfuckers like the Sticky Pickle and or whatever how you call it. All these other motherfuckers that do no prep, that make their own glue. That's not even PJ1. Got their own recipe. I mean, all it takes is a little bit of backing to
get
it big.
I don't think
I don't think it's gonna be no shortage for too long. It might happen for a month or two, but it ain't just gonna be the next year or two. We just out of glue like hell now.
I just heard that one of the main chemicals, whatever one of the main chemicals that's used for the glue, I think that's what the issue is. One of the main ingredients that make it sticky.
I was reading that post that they had on Dragzine or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
They were saying that basically, you know, they waited for shit to come from overseas. So when it goes like that, I mean, it's enough smart motherfuckers and people with money in America that can create some shit and start testing it and make it work.
Right.
Opposed to just waiting for it to come from over there.
Yeah. I think the only thing scared about it, though, is how dangerous it is to make it. I think that's the problem, too, you know, because you got
it ain't no more dangerous than anything else we do.
Well, no, I got that, but that's why I'm going to get it. See, I ain't going to lie. I don't want to do conspiracy, but I think the EPA behind it more than a lot of people probably think. And you got to think, if a major company come back out with this glue, they're going to be watched like a hawk by the EPA, which if they got to make this chemical and they claim this chemical so damn dangerous to make, they ain't going to get their ass the approval to make it.
Why is it
so
dangerous?
That's what that shit, I don't know. I was reading the shit. They say it's made in Germany, and they the only ones that make it, and it's so dangerous to make. So, you know, some of this shit, I don't know. I don't know if it'll blow up. I don't know if it's highly flammable or what, but the only thing
it can't be no more dangerous, no more flammable than the goddamn fertilizers. I mean, shit. CO2, nitrous, motherfucking C23,
shit,
like
man.
All that shit.
But like you say,
if it's something with the EPA, whoever the fuck, FDA, EPA, yeah, NFL, whoever the fuck, the government, if it's something with them, you know what I'm saying, because I'm, you know, if it's conspiracy shit, then yeah. I can see that. And it might not be no shortage just from the fact that they just block it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You never know.
Because according to the guy that made PJ1 in that article, he said the stuff been on order. And the stuff is the stuff that was already made is sitting somewhere waiting to come in. He's just waiting on it to get it.
Yeah, it's sitting on the ship.
That goes with a lot of things though, man.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
No, my bad. Y'all keep going. I'm talking over here.
Oh. And see, Lorenzo, that goes with a lot of things in this country, man. That goes to show like how vulnerable our lifestyle is over here, depending on third world countries overseas shit.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. But you know, part of that, like I tell people, and then I don't play that shit in my group, so I ain't gonna bring politics on the show either. But that just goes to us as Americans, and I'm saying in general, we want shit so cheap, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But we don't want to pay the cost. Like I ain't gonna lie, when I hear people say some people get mad at the fast food industry.
Man, I ain't giving these dumb ass people $17 an hour because, shit, they mess up my food order. But, I mean, at the end of the day, shit, you know, just like your TV. Hell, we can't get LED TV for $150 if they made them in America because everybody wants $20, $30 an hour. And nobody going to go work for, you know, $5 an hour and make TV. So it's like sometimes we kind of cut the dick. I said we want shit cheap, but then we want to say, oh, everything made in America. And then when something made in America and it costs a lot of money, especially with us races.
I'm gonna tell you like this, and I'm sure Nick can agree. You know what I'm saying? All this shit, everything rolls downhill. You know what I'm saying? It's just like with the trucking industry, and with the gas.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody talking about how high gas is and all this whatever. So yeah, with us, you know, like right now, I'm spending, you know what I'm saying, well, between $1,000 and $1,300 a week in just diesel fuel. You know what I'm saying?
Just fuel.
But it don't bother me because all my rates went up. So. Like
right,
I say, everything rolled downhill. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna pay the difference because of everything else is high. So I'm just gonna charge the shipper or the you know whoever,
yeah.
And then they gonna file that shit right back down to the consumer.
Well, see, but that's just like me. Yep. That's just like me. When I sell my tires, the tires they sell is the same damn price. That ain't true.
Right.
The problem I'm
right.
having is my warehouse charging two or three more. You know, two or three more times, 16%, 15%, because they paying all this extra money for containers.
Right.
And they putting that on top. So the tire still really the same price. I'm paying extra for the damn, basically the shipping of the containers coming over.
Yeah. Yeah, because everything costs more to ship. You know,
right,
cost more
right, like,
people
right.
Hire
yeah,
and
like
that.
When you could get a container for $10,000, now that same container, it just went down a little bit more now, but that same container at one point was $25,000 for the same, just
wow.
to ship it and clear the dock. So, that,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to put that extra $15,000 somewhere. You put it on the product, and then everything goes up on the upside of this,
I think you know, shortages like this, they create innovation, you know, here at home. So if somebody can take that PJ1 recipe or whatnot and find a different supplier here and make a better product, I think that would be better than getting just the same old shit, you know.
Right,
like
right.
progress the product, like move it forward and improve on it and shit.
Exactly.
I've seen a lot of that stuff in different industries too. You know, when they're
right.
like, man, we can't get it from China or wherever, Europe or whatever, we can't get it right now. Let's try to do something different. And they come up with shit that's better than what they had, you know?
Right.
For less money.
Right. But I tell you one thing that get me, and I see
hope
a
that
lot.
Happens.
One, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Huh?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. One thing that get me, and I see a lot of it in racing sports, and I, like, for the life of me, I just can't understand it. But at the same time, I mean, I get it. Some people are patriotic and American proud, but well, give me some of these companies that. Like, they swear that it's an American product, made in America and all this
yeah.
stuff, but then they're getting it from overseas.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, at some point,
definitely.
It's like, I mean, at some point, it's kind of like down to the people, you know? Like, I mean.
Yeah,
it's
a bold-faced lie.
It's a bold-faced lie.
You know, straight up.
And I see it a lot in the racing. Like, you know, just say you can have a badass product, but somebody might bring up, oh, you get your cylinder blocks from China or your casting from China. No, it's American made. And then it's kind of like, come on, man. I mean, you know, like I see people beat Holly up left and right. Oh, stupid Chinese products. You know, it ain't been the same since we went to China. But okay. You get somebody over here that create an ECU or something in America, and when they charge you, you know, $7,000 instead of $3,000, you're going to throw a fit.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But it more than likely, like all the Holly shit, everything Holly. Everything Holly
right.
is made in China. Everything.
Right.
And it you know, it's junk. It breaks down. It always
right.
there's always, you know, sensors and shit like that going out. Everything is made in China. But
right.
the thing is, if somebody made something like that here, yes, it would be a fraction of the cost more, but all the engineering would be different. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be a much better product.
And that,
you know.
But is it that
much better product gonna cost a much better price too.
Let me ask y'all this.
Not if they produce it on a mass scale, man. Like Holly produces these things, like goddamn iPhones. iPhones are made in China. They even said on the back of it, made in China, assembled in Cortana or whatever the fuck, you know.
Right.
But
right.
they mass produce right. it, and I mean, the iPhone that you're on, that thing don't cost but maybe fucking $10, $15 to make. And how much you paying
yeah,
for it?
Yeah, I don't.
$1,300.
I don't even fuck with that product. Fuck an iPhone.
I mean, Android is the same thing, dude. It's all.
Hey, yeah, I love Samsung.
It do. But I like Samsung better than goddamn Apple. Just saying.
Yeah. Everybody's
but they all in bed together.
What I'm saying is, if they mass produce these East, just say a solenoid, right? A nitrous solenoid. There's fucking thousands of these solenoids made. I mean, if you mass produce them here, you can be in the ballpark of the cost of a Chinese one. You could, you know.
Right.
But it's not many people, you know, that'll pay another $1,500 for ECU. They'll just rather go to Holly. And it's a downhill spiral, like one of y'all said.
But then it's crazy because it's just like me. I'm switching my car over to Holly too. I got a Nexus R5, and I damn near I'm saying it's crazy. I've been looking for somebody that's familiar with the system. I mean, I know of course it's probably more. I just don't know them. But when I ask people that, they look at me like I'm crazy, and everybody look at me pretty much be like, "Nah, I got Holly. I don't know shit about that. I got Holly." Even though, I mean, I don't know if that system is made in Australia from Holtec or is it made in China and just Australians use it. But, you know, people look at me like I'm crazy. And then even some of the Holly people are like, "Damn, you went and spent big money." And I'm like, "Nah, I just got it on a hell of a deal from my distributor, you know." But, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's just crazy to me, like with racing, because it's like a catch-22 because it's like, man, you know, racing, vibration, speed, all kind of stuff can break stuff. But then at the same time, it's like, you know, is it that it's really made in China or is it that the supplier just want it cheaper? You know what I'm saying? And I said, because I kind of deal with, you know, getting stuff from China. I done got some, you know, damn good shit from China. And then, of course, I mean, if I'm penny pinching on the price, I'm going to get what I pay for at the same time, too. And reading, I kind of brought this up because, like, I'm messing with these sensors, and, like I got some low-dollar motorsport sensors, which, I mean, I don't think he say nothing about USA, but I just noticed, like, everybody swear by them. They say, hey, man, they pretty good sensors and this and that. But then you can down there Google part of his part number, and it reverts you back to some Chai Yang Wong warehouse in China, you know?
It's just a sticker, man. It's a sticker. Chai Yang Wong.
Right. And then he take his low dollar sticker on there and stick right on there. And, you know, now, and then everybody, oh, man, these are the best. And it's crazy because it's like, it's almost like a like you say, like a bald faced lie, but just like a, it's almost like a popularity contest. If I got a company, let's say like Motion Race Work, I got a company that's patriotic, this and that, and most of my stuff made in America. Everything I say gold and is great. I can have that same sensor that's really made in China, and I can tell you it's made in America, and everything made in America, this and that, and I know damn well it comes from China, and people love it to death.
But the minute
I'm gonna tell you what, the minute I say is coming from China,
then it's a problem. I would say it wasn't a problem when it was made in America. The same exact thing, but now it's a problem because now you know it's from China.
Yep. Ethan, I'm gonna tell you another secret. That shit happened, and I only know it because I done seen it like multiple times. 214-440-7440
Yeah.
Like a couple of places I pick up from, right? They'll buy some shit from, say, Warehouse One, right?
Right.
And then, like, for example, you know what I'm saying? Sam's, for example. It's other company. They'll buy shit from Sam's, a truckload, 3, 4, 5 truckloads shit from Sam's, get it to say warehouse,
right.
relabel it, and then ship the shit out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? You really eating great value or using great, I'm just using it as an example, great value or whatever.
Yeah.
But the label might say, you know what I'm saying, Taco Casa type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just like a water. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody knows, or everybody thinks they buy Fiji and Ozarka and spring water. But Nestle, right there in motherfucking Grand Prairie, over West, Grand Prairie, that's 4820, they make all that goddamn water, and all that shit come out of Joe Fool Lake.
Yeah, just like Pepsi, you know, because I work at Pepsi. We run Dr. Pepper. Out of them the Pepsi machine, you know what I'm saying? And our water, Aquafina, Mesquite water supply or whatever, you know, Richmond Chamber. But see, and that's just like prime example. Just like some, and reading our brains up, we got a store up here in West Dallas/Uptown, however you want to put it. But, okay, prime example, they got Thompson Motorsports. Now, it might have changed. It's been years. But, you know, Thompson Motorsports, made in America, blah, 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 blah. I can go right now to this place and get a set of rods that got their name stamped on it. And them rods 100% from China. They're 100% from China. H-Beam LS rod. And they're 100% from China. And that dude told me, he said, hey, you pay $30,000, we stamp your name on these rides too.
Yeah. Let me tell y'all something. And this y'all can tell what's really made here and what's really made in China. Right now, with all this shortage shit, ever since COVID and everything,
supply chain breakdowns
or whatever, whoever has a backlog right now or back order, this is on back order, that's on back order.
Yep.
All that shit come from China, no matter what they say. If they say, it's made in America. Nah, motherfucker. If it was made in America, you'd have that shit on the shelf right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I said the same thing when I started Racing Point. I said, okay, now, they already talking about them ships is stopped and all this. If them motherfuckers out of stock, them bitches made overseas. They made China Taiwan somewhere. They ain't made here. That's told on a lot of companies right there.
And if they say, oh, we can't get the material, we ain't got no material, man, I'm in the manufacturing industry. I can make a fucking phone call, whatever, and get material here, locally, in the U.S. So don't believe
and that's why I said you can attest to what I'm saying because, you know, you in the industry just like I'm in. You see the shit firsthand.
Right.
It
has gone higher.
They didn't have
them. You know, the price has gone higher, but there ain't no shortage of fucking material here in the U.S. You know, if there's a shortage,
that means
they're getting their material from China.
From China, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Exactly.
So all the rod shit, all the rods and this and that, a lot of these companies.
Cranks and
shit, even wheel manufacturing.
Right.
Shit. They get all that. At least the material from China, so they're like,
they're getting that blank forging. And what's crazy to me, my coworker pointed out to me, and I never realized that I didn't realize China was the number one scrap metal buyer from us.
Oh, yeah.
So they buy all our scrap metal, turn around, forge it, and, I mean, you know, whatever, and then sell it back to them. I say, shit, they the smart ones. Yeah. And to one of my dirt trips, one of my brothers, he deep off in that scrap business and shit, and he said, you know, China is the one buying all the scrap metal. I said, damn, for real? I never knew this. Yeah. I ain't know where that shit goes. You know, I always wondered that, you know.
You ever, Lorenzo, you ever watch 60 Minutes?
Nick, that's not Lorenzo, that's Ethan.
Oh,
it's Ethan. Okay, I'm sorry.
Y'all watch,
if you ever watch 60 Minutes, man, I'll text it to you. There's they had a special on 60 Minutes about all the computers. Like when you throw away a computer, it goes to China. Right, it goes to China for all the recycling and all the precious metals that are in that computer. I'm gonna send y'all an episode, man. You too, Joe. You watch that shit. Then you tell me who's polluting this goddamn earth.
Damn.
Hey, Nick, trust me. I believe you. The reason why I believe you because it's a warehouse right there off of off of 35 and Royal. Ethan, you know what I'm talking about? Off of 35 and Royal. All they do is scrap phones, scrap computers, scrap any kind of electrical, you know, ECUs, TVs, all the shit is inside of them. They break them. They take all the plastic off of them. Put them shits in big ass boxes on pallets and they ship that shit out.
You
it's
know
all
that's
scrap.
What
it's just like scrap metal.
That's what Dope Boy do. You know that's what one of them companies he work at that do that. That's what he would tell me about. He'll see stuff. And they say that his job, they got to destroy it, supposedly. You know, it got to be broke or, you know, they got to get rid of it, even if it's good stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I done shipped a lot of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where it go, but so certain. And be honest with you, most of the three warehouses I done picked up from, I ain't trying to be racist, none, but everybody in that motherfucking warehouse is either Asian, Korean, something, you know what I'm saying, something like that. It ain't no Mexicans, it ain't no black people, it ain't no white people. It's all foreigners. And they have a warehouse full of just scrap, fucking wires, fucking ECUs, and they take all the plastic off, we'll put that shit in one pile and put that shit in boxes and everything that's wire, the motherboards, fuses, all that shit. Go another pile and that shit gets shipped out somewhere.
Yep. Man,
and you know
but to the average consumer, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker who got a regular desk job, 9-to-5 job, they don't believe you because they don't see it.
Man, I'm going to tell y'all what I was thinking. The slickest shit is with our cell phone. So you think, okay, like Nick said, cell phone probably $10 to make. They charge us $1,200. You can pay it on your bill, however you buy it. Then they charge you insurance. Then if you try to turn it back in with it broke, they don't give you the whole credit.
281-9942, your mic open.
They done bought insurance on the phone before they even sell it to you. So that, and then if you file the claim, you getting a refurbished phone, that damn phone running through probably 4 or 5 hands out of $10. I said, man, that shit crazy. Just like once you find something that the consumer needs, you got it made.
Yep. Anything they recycle, bro, is trash, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? That's how you can tell. Anything they recycle.
281-9942. Who we got?
That shit done been used on many times.
Okay.
A big part of that, man, is the labor, man. You know?
Right.
You know, I worked for years and years with a company, and I actually went over to China to do some installs and stuff. And an engineer, been at this one company, Shanghai Traffic, 20 years. This dude rode a bike to work, okay?
Damn.
They got people in the factory painting the lines on the factory floor, two ladies with two pieces of wood, and one of them got a paintbrush. And they foot to foot like little girls who used to play jack, and that's how they paint them lines straight as an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all down to labor. So you look at most of the American cars, we dealt a lot with automotive. So you got factories
over in Mexico because the labor rate is cheaper, but they're building all the motors, the engines, they're building all the major components over there. They're shipping them over here, and then it's basically it's assembled in America. And that's the same with computer stuff, I would imagine. They're building pieces over there, but then they ship the pieces over here, and that's how they get by with the import because they're not importing a whole finished product. They're importing it as pieces, and they're assembling it here. That's how they say made in America. But it's all China.
If you assemble, so like you have an assembly, right? And if 51% of the assembly is done here in the United States, law says you can claim it as made in the USA. That's a bullshit law.
Exactly.
For me,
that's
a
bullshit.
Law.
But it all boils down to the labor rate, man. You know. It's greed, and they can make more money.
That's the same thing Ethan was just saying a while ago. I don't know if you were listening or not. That what he was saying. If it was actually made in America, you know what I'm saying? We so cheap and greedy at the same time. We want everything cheap as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But we want to be paid, you know, $40-$50 an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the reason why everything goes over there because the labor rate is so low. But if it was made over here, like he said, the TV. The TVs, we paying $1,000 for, $500 for. Them TVs would be 10 times more than that just because of labor rate.
I think it depends. Now that Glenn said labor rate, man, it depends on the product, too. Because a lot of this stuff... Sony and Samsung and Toshiba and all that, man, they've invested a lot of money in their factories.
Automation.
So where there ain't nobody, there's no human being is touching that TV no more. So it don't cost them much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's how they're able to sell it. But that maintenance guy is keeping it up.
Still popping fireworks over here.
They pop on
these months, I'm about to run, but that dude, that maintenance dude, that's keeping that shit up. Man, he ain't making shit compared to what we make.
It's about
the labor.
But
and you think of, not, you think about it, it's just think about the big picture, man. It's a lot cheaper for them to build it and ship it than it would be to build it here because of the labor.
Right.
That's shit crazy, you know, because we all want to make $150,000 a year,
right?
You know, I hate to say it, but I mean, unions, you know, they kind of killed us. They kind of stumped on their own dick, you know, because they pretty much priced our worker out of the market. So what can the company do? I mean,
look at Caterpillar. Caterpillar moved to Dallas now from Chicago because of the unions. It's killed them.
Probably the state income, the state taxes and stuff.
Look at Chevron. Even Chevron moving from California to Houston. They're paying all of their workers to move to Houston. Some of them ain't going though. I mean, there's a lot of shit that's going on in Texas, man.
A whole lot of big companies moving to Texas simply for the economics and for the weather. The weather.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No snow.
It's like it's crazy. Uh-huh. But like I was just saying, if you're not in the industry for like shipping or manufacturing, if you're just an employee that say, you know, you are resident 9-to-5, you work at the bank or you work at, you know, goddamn, I don't know, Kohl's or some shit, you're a GM at Kohl's or some shit, you don't see that because you don't see it. You know what I'm saying? You got around it.
Right.
But once you get in the industry and you see how this shit goes, it's like you just refuse to believe that the shit that you see on the news about America is bullshit. It's all bullshit because America is built off of greed and America's a lazy.
Yep.
It's just point blank simple.
Yep.
It's just like with the fucking remote. You know what I'm saying? Years ago, you know what I'm saying? With the fucking remote. Why is it so hard for motherfucker get up and turn that goddamn TV? So the motherfucker over here in goddamn butt fuck Egypt. Done created a way where you can sit on the couch and push a button and make the TV work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It, yep. it goes all the way across the board.
Yeah. But there's a flip side to all this stuff too. Now, I know I've got some friends in the trucking industry. A lot of these people out of, you know, from overseas or whatever, they're coming over here and driving these trucks now because they want a better way of living. You know what I'm saying? Like all the people over there, Glenn, making, you know, 2 cents an hour or whatever. Now they're wanting, they've saved up their little money. Now they're in the middle class. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so they
exactly.
They want more. They want more now. So it's starting to become kind of even. You know what I mean?
Right.
I say this, Nick, because you're talking about with the truck industry, and I experience this shit every day. You know what I'm saying? With the truck industry. You got, like you said, a lot of these foreigners. That's why they just changed the law February 4th of this year, because there was so many foreigners coming over getting their CDL, and it didn't take shit for 3-4 days to get their CDL. So now they done changed the law to where you got to go to school to get your CDL, which the schools don't. Well, it used to be if you went to school, you go to school for anywhere between 5 to 8 weeks.
6 months.
That's a money grab.
Now,
hold on. Now you can get your CDL. Now you go to school and get your CDL in a week, but you got to pay anywhere between $3,500 to $5,200 to get your fucking CDL in a week.
Yeah.
Well, what they're doing, they some money grab, and they trying to cut back on all the foreigners coming over getting an easy ass job to make more money. At the same time, the foreigners, like you said, they used to over there making 2 cents an hour, whatever the fuck, and they can come over here and make $100 a day, which ain't shit to us, but they can make $100 a day. That's a shit ton more than them, and they'll work 7 days a week. We ain't trying to work seven. We ain't trying to work 7 days a week. For one, for two, we ain't doing shit for $100 a day. So like right now, like I just told you a while ago, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm spending anywhere between $1,000 and I because I'm not going nowhere. I'm spending anywhere between $1,000 and $1,300 a week in just gas, just fuel, right?
Yeah.
And that's money through Friday. You got these other motherfuckers, foreigners, you know, Mexicans, Filipinos, Chinese, whoever. That's not Americans. They come over. They accepting loads going from here to Houston. You know what I'm saying? For $400, it costs $350 to go down there and gas. Anywhere 7 days a week. So how long
can they do that though?
They're making $50. They're making $50 in one day, right? Opposed to they were making $10 a day where they were at.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
When Glenn says,
man, $50, it ain't even worth my time.
I'm not doing it for
unless I clear 500, you know?
Exactly.
So there's an economic disconnect that has to align at one point. You know, there has to be there's going to become a point where there's a happy medium, and that driver, that foreign driver, he's going to be making $150 a load, which is more than $50, but Glenn used to make $400, he's going to have to come down to $150 now.
Since Glenn is so used to making $400, now he's going to have to goddamn scale back on his livelihood. Because now he's not making the money he used to make.
Either that,
you know what I'm saying?
Have to start driving the Ford.
I'm using Glenn as an example. I'm not saying that.
But from
Glenn being squeezed like that, right? Now I'm gonna go back to the PJ1 thing. From Glenn's
company, stop working, right? or you got to conform.
He gonna find something else to haul, something that pays more. You know what I'm saying? Something that used to that pays what he's used to, right? And it might be that motherfucker might be making $800 a day now instead of $400 because that foreigner, he can't get that job because he ain't got the right equipment or he ain't got the right credentials or something. So from being squeezed, I'm going back to the PJ Washington now. Sometimes there's innovation. There's a better outcome. You know,
right.
They don't just die just because. That company, PJ1, is a big-ass company. They're not just going to die, you know, just because they can't get this shit from Germany. They're going to try to find a solution for it. because these motherfuckers got payroll, they got taxes, they got fucking facilities to fund, they got
got a family just like the rest. Everybody's got a family.
There ain't no way out, you know. There ain't no other way out. So they got to do something. You know,
but the reason why it's going like that, what I was saying as far with the foreigners and the truck industry and all that shit,
it boils
back to greed. You know what I'm saying? The brokers and the shippers, they trying to get the shit shipped for as cheap as possible. You know what I'm saying? So the Americans who out here doing this shit, they used to make it like Glenn used to make it his $400 a day or whatever, and they cool. That's why everybody trying to get in. I ain't gonna say everybody, but a lot of people now trying to get in the truck industry, which is the worst time to say I want to change career and get in the truck industry. But everybody trying to get in the truck industry because the money that's made.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the shippers and the brokers and the dispatch or whatever, you know, they trying to get the shit shipped as cheap as possible. And they don't give a fuck about the American that's been making, you know what I'm saying, the average Glenn that's been making the money to support his family.
All they looking at is just making
a profit. The profit margin
hold on,
is fucked
Joe.
Up.
The profit margin is fucked up. I agree with that. But also, too, I heard somebody say you got to dim down the way you live. I agree with that because ain't a fucking job out here I'm not gonna take if I'm not losing money. You can sit there and say, "Oh man, you're only gonna pay me $150, but it only cost me $20 to go do it." Guess what? I'm gonna have my happy ass in my truck and go do it. That's what I do for a living. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, granted, I'm not making $700 like I'm used to making, but also too, I done cut down on the way I live to make up for that. That not making it like that. Because if you put in that perspective of, oh man, I ain't finna do that for that, then you gonna be that motherfucker sitting at home on the couch while little Jose out there making $150 on a load that you used to make $400 on. But we gonna do enough $150 loads to where he can get to Glenn status and buy Glenn equipment, and now he doing Glenn jobs. It's all a hustle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
I'm gonna continue keeping that mentality. And like I'm in the automation business, right? So, I'll probably get frowned upon on these high end companies. Oh man, I ain't touching. I ain't going to a house under 250. Okay, well you gonna sit there and be proud on your 250? Your ass gonna fuck around and be broke. Because guess what? I could go to a house for $150 for 45 minutes, and I could do 10 of them motherfuckers, and I can make plenty of money for that one day. While you sitting at home. On your high horse, and you think you raising your standards because you charge more. I mean, you know more. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's just that you choose to say some selective words that you're not going for 250 or more. Man, fuck all that. As long as I'm not losing money, I'm good. And I'm gonna continue taking all that bullshit that motherfuckers don't want to do because there ain't enough money for me. Man, only thing ain't enough money for me is no money. So if I'm not losing at a job, I'm going.
Yeah.
But see, at the same time, Troy, the flip side to that is your living situation, but it's you, your family, it's just y'all. What we was talking about these foreigners, you know, they come over here and they used to making a dollar a day type shit, and it ain't just them. It ain't just them. They'll come over here and link up, and this motherfucking 40 of them in one house.
Well, I agree with that.
It's still hard for you to compete with that because they're living.
I promise I go down to their rope. But I'm just saying, Joe, you see what you said? They used to making a penny an hour or whatever the shit like. Well, shit, let's get to used to making like a penny an hour then. Like when we was raising, when we didn't have shit, when we was raising property.
Right.
Get to that level,
right.
I'm saying. Like quit fucking having all these Hulus, quit having Netflix, quit a lot of shit you can cut out your life to make you accept a job that you can afford to go do a lowball job, which you shouldn't have to. I'm not saying everybody on the phone are entrepreneurs or people that got their own business. Take these low-ball-ass jobs, but you have to with the way this fucking economy going, because I have to take these motherfucking $120 jobs and this and shit like that. I ain't got no problem being on this phone telling y'all I take a $120 job. Guess what? That's $120 I didn't have when I woke up this morning.
I did all day long.
You know,
it's
so therefore,
you didn't have.
Exactly. And that's how I got to look at it, just how these foreigners doing it. They grinding, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they got 20 motherfuckers in one house, but that's 20 motherfuckers they got to feed. If you know like I know, my old lady make groceries every 2 times a fucking week, and I promise our grocery bill ain't under $214. So the more motherfuckers you got to feed, trust me, they dishing out more money than y'all think. I know it's a lot of them motherfuckers, but still, you know, you got to keep all that shit in consideration. Like I say, if I ain't losing, I'm taking it. It's just my mentality, and it's hot. I've been that way, Joe, before this shit hit the fan.
I agree with you, Trump. Like, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. No, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. But it's just like I say, it all boils back to Americans are lazy, but they greedy. They want everything.
Right. We got two bad things against us. We're greedy and lazy.
Right.
We want that big buck for. Yeah, that's a hell of a combination.
As we say in racing, we want some salt.
Yeah. We want our cake and eat it too. But you know what can you do? Like I say, you know, and everybody, one dude commented on one of my homeboys' posts. He said, "Oh, I'm raising my prices and this and that." You know, when you own a business, you have to raise your prices accordingly to the economy. It's just by nature, because our equipment going up. Nick, know what I'm talking about? Your product go up, so you can't accept that. So my product going up, but I'm gonna keep the same prices. I don't know how Arizona Tea doing it. You know what I'm saying? But they're a $1 billion company. But when you a mom and pop little motherfucker like Nick and us and all the other people, you got to go up accordingly. You know, and so some dude come in, you're going to go up and go out of business. Well, motherfucker, if I just go out of business, that's it. But if I don't go up, I'm going to go out of business because I'm giving shit away for free, basically.
Right. Yep.
I'm going to use y'all as an example. Y'all don't know nothing about whatever the fuck I do, whatever. I don't even know what the fuck I do.
Appreciate it.
Just like Joe commented earlier about how I'm remote and shit, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm a TV man. So Joe, remote is how I make a living, so watch what you say. Anyway. Prime example, I used to buy a remote for my customers for $485, right? That same remote ain't nothing different, ain't nothing new. It's $672 today because I just bought one yesterday. So I can't eat that $200-something, so I got to transfer that shit to my customers, you know? And they remember how much this shit cost because I did maybe a room in their house. Well, that remote was $200 cheaper last year. Well, motherfucker, that was last year. I don't know what to tell you. Mm-hmm. Well, let me shop around. Well, you go do that and let me know how that worked out for you.
Yeah.
But you just, I mean, then sometimes, and bullshit aside, Joe, it hurts your job because they like, oh, shit, you went up $200 on this and then that and that. And they don't want to give you the job because they think you fucking. So
yep.
Then you lost the job.
That's the worst part, Troy.
That's the worst part
right there.
That's hard.
M13-1914, you might go.
Yeah, I was just commenting on what Joel and Troy said, man. Y'all hit it right on the head, man. If anybody listen, what y'all talking about right now, this is a lesson, man. They should be paying for this lesson right here. I mean, because everything y'all saying is these motherfuckers that's not paying attention ain't going to know what y'all talking about. But the people that's paying attention, the working man, that's right on here right there, bro. And it's more conversations like that need to be had.
New report. That's why I came
out
here.
Man.
This is a good show tonight.
Man, let me tell you something. I ain't going to lie. When y'all get into these conversations like this, this is like, you know, we all love racing, but this the type of shit we need to know so we can race.
Right.
You know, so that's how
that's why I be telling people I ain't got no problem letting my car sit in the garage because that car ain't going nowhere. My uncle, my dad taught me that a long time ago.
True story. I think I got a fast motherfucker in that garage now, but until I can afford to bring it out there, then I go and do it because I had to rearrange my whole life when I got on dialysis and shit like that, you know, so I can't do what I used to do, you know. So my thing is, if you're not disciplined enough to change your life, you're going to be one sad, broke, low-down motherfucker because you choose to try to do shit that you can't afford to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can go out there and look at y'all just like anything. Like I remember my daddy told me, man, that motherfucker in the garage, it ain't going to spar. You sure right. And I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. It's ready. I got oil pressure. I got everything. It's just ready to go out. But hell, I really can't afford to take it out, you know, because my money not like it used to be. But once it started getting back like it was, then I bring the car out because I'm itching to bring the car out. But, you know, hey, and I've always been alone. You know, I don't have anybody to help me with the car. So, I mean, it's going to stay in there till I get it, my situation worked out.
Man,
but if you go try and do shit that you can't do, then you put yourself further in the hole, man.
I can vouch for you on that one, man. My shit's sat in the garage forever.
Yeah. My car ready. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm ready. I put me some gasoline and go. But hell, I can't really afford to bring it out, you know? And like I say, hey, it ain't nothing wrong with it sitting in that garage. And like you say,
that's what I should have said a while ago when Nick asked me what's wrong with me and bring my car. I ain't got no money, so I can't bring that motherfucker out.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, King, but hey, you know that shit ain't
gonna
work.
But he asked you if you needed some help.
But no, listen.
I did hear him say that.
King lived his life on Facebook. That motherfucker been to places I ain't even heard of. That motherfucker be swimming with goddamn alligators, sharks. He be riding camels and shit. You know.
Motherfucker on skyscrapers in Dubai, like motherfucker Spider-Man.
So his priorities are different. That's all. His priorities.
When the show don't go on and I don't hear this show, I'll be mad than a motherfucker because I'll be waiting till Wednesday to see what the show gonna be about and hear these conversations. The last couple of weeks of shows, I'm like, damn, man, what's wrong with JP? And I figure, man, maybe JP was busy and stuff like that, you know? I'm like,
hey, hold on. Speaking on that, I know JP had a little issue last week. JP, sorry to hear about that with your partner, bro.
See, I want to add
something to this whole conversation that we talked about just now. Okay. The difference between, and I take this to heart because I do consider myself an American. The difference between America and any other country on this planet Earth is, you could do whatever the fuck you want.
What you want to do.
You ain't making money here. Mm-hmm. You can go do something else and make money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
you gotta remember that, fellas. Y'all gotta remember.
What they say is the American
truck drivers.
Listen, real shit. Now they go with the same thing about that post I posted on Facebook yesterday. I had mixed emotions with people sending me DMs, but they didn't really clearly understand it. You see what I'm saying? I may have spoke a little explicit, but I actually spoke the truth. You see what I'm saying? It's all about the way.
Most people don't even like the truth, man. Most people don't like the truth. You know that. And I mean, why not like the truth?
What was it about?
I said entrepreneurship. I said this may sound. Hold on, man. Let me go. I know what I said. I said this may sound bad. I said this may sound bad, but it's. I said I don't know. Anyway, it may sound bad, but it's true. I said entrepreneurship. I said entrepreneurship. I can travel across this world with a prostitute, drink all the liquor I want. Eat at the fanciest restaurants, and all I got to do is call it a business trip or a business meeting, and the welfare mother have a problem with going down there getting Similac for the baby. Now, entrepreneurship is the best welfare in the world. People took that the wrong way. I got so many crazy fucking DMs because people didn't understand me.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's honestly the truth if you look at it, though.
But that's what I said. If they don't understand it, it's fear. Well, what they don't understand, they fear it. And that's why I say about the truth. You know?
The women come at me. You sure do be all across the world. Well, you must be taking prostitutes. No, bitch, I ain't took no goddamn prostitute. You know what I'm saying?
They missed the whole concept.
Yeah, that's exactly that's what I'm saying. Ain't everybody you can have a conversation like that.
But see, King B, that's why I said earlier, a motherfucker who's not in none of these industries. Who watch the movie show on the daily, they don't understand that. They blind to the effect. So trying to explain to them is pointless.
Yeah, they feel some kind of way that you can figure it out. There's a lot of motherfuckers ain't going to understand this conversation right here, what we talking about at all, because they not involved in this type of shit.
Right.
They not paying attention.
They feel like you just talking shit or you hating. Or you are a goddamn anti-American or whatever bullshit ass excuse they come up with. And our reality ain't the case. It's just the truth.
Let me tell you something. What I did, I gave everybody a straight up vivid of using an entrepreneur, using a tax write off. That's all I did. I gave you a blatant. The form that I used it in was just in a crazy form. You feel what I'm saying? But the
flip side of that though, King, is you know that entrepreneur, he chose, he made the decision to become an entrepreneur, and he took the risk to do that, right?
That was his decision.
So the woman on Similac, she might have not made that same decision. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is, you know, success in this country or any other country. Success is a decision. You have to decide that you're gonna do this and you're gonna be successful at it. And if you don't, then you're gonna try something else.
Try something else. Keep trying until you
make it. So a lot of people don't understand that shit. That's probably why they didn't understand. You know, your post has been taken.
I'm gonna tell y'all another thing. In this country, man, like you say, it's the best country around. But this country, it's so easy. Nothing and succeed is a shame. And when I say succeed, they living better than you and not doing what you're doing.
That was supposed to be my next statement. Why settle for less and not do success when it's free?
Yeah, when it's free. When it's free. It don't cost you nothing to go out there and do something. You know?
That's lazy.
That's all it is. Just like somebody said earlier, Americans are lazy. Like I say, that motherfucker that made that remote, that motherfucker got so much money, it's unreal.
And the word, when I say success, I'm not talking about, you know, success is a very relative word.
Money.
It might mean something different to you. It might mean something different to me. But we have the freedom here to say, hey, I've been successful at what I've done, you know, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But everybody's level of success ain't the same. That lady, on government support or whatever, that she might be content. You know, I mean, she might be comfortable on that. And that's her success.
That might be successful to her. It's all mentality, man.
Whatever they comfortable with is their level of success.
Yep. Now, if that same woman meets Bradley in a club one night, and she takes his ass and rocks his world, that motherfucker ends up marrying her. Guess what? She done succeeded in her eyes.
She really done succeeded then.
Man, y'all crazy. Y'all crazy.
Now she really ain't got to do shit.
Hey,
who the fuck is she married, Nick?
Let me ask a question.
I gotta cut up a little bit, Nick. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't got nothing but hard and bubblegum. You got that right. I ain't wanna say that word. So I got nothing but hard and bubblegum, baby, and I'm running out of bubblegum.
Yeah, it's a good show tonight. I mean, all this entrepreneurship advice is just awesome, man. Matter of fact, I was wanting to take an opportunity and plug my entrepreneurship. You know what I'm saying? If y'all need some insurance,
yes,
man, I have a lady friend that writes all pre-needs insurance. You know what I'm saying? You know, you take off your finance burden. Don't have to worry about, you know, what it's going to take to bury your loved one. So if y'all looking for someone that's a good person that can write policies, also she does annuity, retirement policies, college funds. So just let me know, and I can forward the information to you guys. You know, like
hey,
I said,
I need some of that shit. Send that shit to me.
Okay, just inbox me. This is Roosevelt. My real name is Roosevelt. So just inbox me on Facebook. Now, fortunately, like I say, she does health, dental, vision, like retirement, college fund, life insurance, and annuity.
Well, see,
the
issue I've been running into with life insurance is the fact that we raise some shit is high as fuck just because you got a hobby that's dangerous.
Just contact my lady friend, and I guarantee you she can get some policies written for you.
I'll give you a quote that
can match what you're looking for.
Just
get at me on Facebook so I can inbox you information.
Roosevelt, what on Facebook?
Roosevelt Greer.
Greer, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Roosevelt Greer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just inbox me.
A lot of the insurance is on there. It just be basically saying, like, You know, it's just like people smoke. Their insurance premium might be a little higher. I'm going to just be wondering them loopholes. You technically don't have to tell them that you race, unless they ask that question or whatever. Some probably do, some of them don't. You don't have
they be
to
trying to be like,
tell
if you race, goddamn me. They be trying to be like, if you do anything outside of the criteria, whatever that's listed, you know, so they're not gonna if something happens, they won't pay.
Right.
So they can
say
drag racing,
watch
like, worse
the
than fucking swimming with shorts.
Yeah, because some of it be like, you know, for the first 6 months, like if it happened with them. Basically, they want to make sure you're not just getting the policy and then going to commit suicide. So it might be like first 6 months or first year or blah, blah. But a lot of that, you got to kind of read the wording, because some of it might say, bunch of jumping. See, technically what we do is a professional sport. Recreational professional sport, whether they want to, you know, like how you word it or not. So it's not like you just saying, oh, okay, I'm going to go out here and go to Malibu Season when it was open and do the bungee jump thing. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that as a professional. You're just kind of doing it. But it's a way, you know, but like you say, it's just. Yeah, but like you say, you talk to her, she'll get you squared away. But I mean, that was the first thing that they asked me, and then my president and I filled out my policy. Like, that's how they broke it down to me. Like, technically, you don't have to say that because you're not going out like bungee jumping or cliff diving or nothing like that. Like, you're racist. Technically, a professional sport.
Mm-hmm. I'd try it.
But now what you don't want to lie on is your health shit, though, because I went through that with my dad.
Any county office or anything, and you be saying shit, and then she'll say to you, well, right here, I see you do have this, or you did have this,
right.
And here it is, you trying to lie to get a little bit of food stamps or something. And you done mess yourself
right up,
because they already know more about you than you know about you.
Exactly.
Damn, y'all got a good show tonight, boy. I can't wait till next Wednesday.
Yeah, we got all that bush off so early.
Yeah. All I can say, man, I'll be out there pretty soon. Meanwhile, y'all keep doing y'all thing so I can watch y'all.
Hey, who was that is that Joel the drive truck up in Dallas?
Yeah, what's up?
You know, man, I've been doing my little hot shot thing for two years now. And, you know, all this diesel going up and all that, man, you just got to adapt, man, you know. Like Nick had a good point where, you know, these guys coming in here and, you know, they wanna haul shit, you know, back when it was before the diesel come up, you know, $2 a mile was good. But now it's like, man, I'm just going to be that dude, man. I'm not doing it for that. But I had to adapt.
I definitely adapted. I got an African that's giving me diesel at half price. So trust me, I definitely adapted.
I got something similar to that too, man. But on the other hand, you know, what I start doing is I started going knocking on doors. And what I did is I cut the brokers. I don't deal with brokers. I don't haul shit off the load board. I have directs now.
Message.
Message. You know, I agree with that.
Knock on some doors. And now,
oh, yeah.
I don't move for under $4 a mile now, and I'm making $4 and $5.
And,
oh yeah,
I mean, it's
nah.
About Glenn.
Looking at it,
Glenn.
Looking at the situation.
Okay, let me ask you,
know,
you this.
You know what you
let me ask
did,
you this, Glenn. Glenn.
Huh? Yeah,
Glenn. If,
yes, sir.
Let me ask you this now. Let me ask you this now. So if diesel today was what it was 2 years ago.
Well,
no,
not two years ago. Last year. So right now, at this
year
time
ago,
last
whatever.
Year,
diesel
was $2.75.
Last year. Last year.
Uh-huh.
Do you see your? Would you have seen yourself doing loads now for $4, $4.50 a mile?
Nope, because my lazy ass would have been content. But
exactly.
I saw that I wasn't going to be able to make it like that. And I had to figure something out. And I got up. I'm going to tell you, this
exactly.
Big old, Nick, you know where I live. You know all these warehouses
they
just built over here? Man, I got on my bicycle with a pocket full of my business cards, and I went and knocked on all of them doors, everyone that didn't say no to listen. And I got some customers over there. And I was like, and I tell them, hey, I tell myself, I'm right across the street. I'm less than a half a mile from you.
Because you know why?
Because I had to adapt.
Because you weren't comfortable no more.
And you weren't
late. I was not.
You weren't comfortable no more.
Yeah. No, I was not going to make it like that. And I had to do something. And so that's what I'm saying.
Everybody.
You know, you have to adapt to the change in climate.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
If you don't, your ass is going to be on the sidelines.
That's it. And I just, in my mind, I just said, man, yeah, I see these guys taking these loads off the load board for, you know, $1.50, $2 a mile, and I'm like, man, I'm not going to be that dude because I like to drink. I like to smoke high-dollar cigars. I like to eat good. I like to run this ragged-ass car up and down the track. I had to figure something out because I don't want to change.
Right.
Because
I don't
like
to change.
Because it's uncomfortable. Change is uncomfortable, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Especially when you have to go
the wrong kind of change. Yeah, backwards change is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But it's all about just not being complacent and adapting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and sometimes it's for the better.
Move around.
Anytime
you're
complacent, you lose. Anytime.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you got to
move
around.
Very
you lose.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
you got to move around,
you know,
man.
If,
whether
so
you're working for somebody, or working for yourself, you got to move around.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all something like this, buddy. Man, I ain't worked in. I'm on dialysis. I've been on dialysis for like 12 years now. And I hadn't worked with my last job. I was hauling chemicals. And, hell, I haven't worked in 6 years, man. And something just landed in. When I say landed, you know how you say, ain't shit going to come at your door. My neighbor had told me about this, you know, hauling these car parts with my truck and stuff. You know, we talked about 4 months ago, right? Man, let me tell you something. Last Sunday, this boy was in my yard. I'm like, damn, what this guy doing here? Yeah, I got it for you, man. I got it for you. This contract literally came to my front door. And I started Monday.
I started Monday, me and my wife doing it, delivering these parts and stuff, and we don't work for nobody. We work for ourselves, and if I want to,
right,
I can get some more people under me and let them work for me. But like I say, man, I had just started looking because I stopped being content because for a little while I was content, man. I didn't really want to do nothing, you know. I wasn't lazy or nothing, but, hey, I was cutting my yard and making sure my yard and washing my trucks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But right now, man, and me and her been doing it since Monday, we feel so good. We tell each other every day, man, we should have been doing this, man. We should have been doing this.
Yep.
You know
what I'm
saying?
That's how I feel about what I'm doing, man. Yeah, and that's what I'm gonna do.
And then, like I say, now I can start doing some of the things I want to do. Them cigars, this ragged ass car, and you know, just little shit like that, you know. But like I say, with age comes discipline, bro. If you're not disciplined by the time you're 50, you one dumb son of a bitch.
Yep.
Yeah,
hey,
well, you start. I don't know if you heard a joke about the two bulls, but that's the point in life when you start walking down that hill.
Walking down,
you know?
Yes, you walk down.
You don't run down a hill. You walk down that hill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Take your time. That way you can consume everything.
Man, listen to this here. So the job that laid me off when the COVID started, they're actually one of my customers now.
Oh, see what I'm saying?
How's that?
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Play your cards right. Don't blow up and cuss folks out and get mad. They lay you off. Okay, man, I ain't get mad. I went off. I started my own little company and everything, and I went back to them. I said, hey, man, this is what I'm doing now. And I know that I know that you have so-and-so over here doing this for this amount. I'm undercutting $25. Plus, I'm an insider. I know how to handle how to take care of your equipment, your property.
And
then that snowball in a couple more, you know.
Yeah.
But when I was 25,
now you got a couple of hills.
Y'all know where.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you got a couple of hills you can walk down, Glenn. Keep looking for them hills, man.
Yes, sir.
I got
some snow. I can fly down
just one hill.
Exactly.
I ain't just one hill. Keep looking for them hills.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there, man. But like I say, man, this has been so much of an education tonight, man. Actually, I'm proud of everybody on the phone that was involved in this conversation, man, because whoever didn't know something, they got a real good education. Now they know it.
Hopefully, maybe
they was thinking about it, and I'm like, damn, man, now they got some of their questions answered.
Right.
And I think I ain't going to lie to you, man. We need to have more conversations like this, man, and enlighten the ones that's ignorant to the fact that they, you know, they don't know. Because they got a lot of people wish they knew, but they just need somebody to tell them or show them, you know.
Right. Well,
yeah,
I'm an open book. Anybody want to call me, reach out to me, I will tell you, and hopefully I can help you not make some of the mistakes that I made.
Right.
You know,
I'm always about to go way back, so I know that's the type of person he is.
Yep, because when I got started, I reached out to King B and shot him a question, man, and he answered a question. I didn't know who he was, nothing, but I saw some of his pictures, and I'm like, well, shoot, I can ask that dude this question. And he answered
and
it helped me, you know?
And that's how I go right there.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's exactly how I go, you know? Exactly how I go. Like you say, if you can't help nobody, why hurt them?
Right. Hey, it's too easy and it's too much out here for anybody to be hating and try not to help the next man.
Oh, man.
The only thing that stops people is being lazy.
Yep.
The only thing that stops people is themselves.
It's themselves.
The only people that are in their own way.
Oh yeah.
Only people.
Oh yeah. That's
self.
It. Their own self.
Yep. Mhm. This has been fun.
Yeah, man. Like I say, you know, everybody, we all have fun. We leaving off the phone feeling real good about the conversation we had tonight. Yeah, we heard a little racing talk. But, hell, this here was to get the racing done.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be able to make that bread.
Yeah. Or your ass just going to be watching.
Don't lock me in now, Glenn. Don't lock me in, God damn it.
What you want to do with your little bald-headed, short-leg ass? What you want to do?
You little long-legged motherfucker.
Now, see, I wasn't cussing you, little bald-head, mother, big-nosed motherfucker, but I'm going to tell you. Nah, it's on. Matter of fact, I know where you're at. I'll be there in 10 minutes. I know where you're at.
I know what it sounds like.
Y'all went on a time.
I'm going to be knocking on that door in 10 minutes, homeboy.
Shit, let me unlock this motherfucker real quick.
Mm-hmm. Open the gate. Matter of fact, I don't even have to come. I know your brother. I just have him come over there and bitch slap
me. It's open. Okay, it's open. Shit.
I'm not coming. I'm finna call one of your brothers. Have him handle it for me.
There you go.
Shit.
There you go.
I'm sitting on my patio right now, man. I ain't finna move. I know I can make a phone call.
I'm over here on this night shift. You know why?
Cause you got
cause
to.
I don't want to.
Cause you what?
Campaign free. That's why.
Nah,
yeah.
I think you're on that night shift because your brother gonna whoop your ass if you don't.
Bullshit.
Okay.
I'm gonna whoop that. He gonna get his shit done right tomorrow morning.
You on a recorded line, sir.
Yeah, I said what
well,
I said.
I'm gonna have a job tomorrow, man. Looks like that old thing got 1% and it's flashing, but I can't wait to see y'all, and I can't wait to hear the show next week, man. So, with that being said, y'all be safe out there, and y'all stay hydrated and stay out that sun, man.
For sure,
you too.
And y'all take
all right,
it easy,
take
man.
It easy, bro.
All right. So,
I forgot to mention, man, that she for you guys that have y'all own businesses and stuff like that, she does do policies for your employees, or if you got somebody, you know, one or two employees that need some type of insurance, you can set something up for that, you know. So, and also that policies that will protect your business and stuff like that. So just inbox me or, you know, I'll let you know.
Street Sweeper, I got a question.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm asking for my friend Glenn over there. Does your lady friend sell any gap insurance? Because I think the boy gonna need some. He gonna need some.
Hey,
he needs some gap insurance.
Real talk, I think she can cover that too. So I'm pretty sure she can make a policy.
I'm on my way. I changed my mind. I'm on my way.
We'll split it in half, Glenn. We'll split it in half.
All right, I'm on my way now. See, you started some shit now. So I was going to call Mario and tell him to bitch slap you, but I'm going to come do it myself.
Fuck Mario.
Shit.
That motherfucker in Greece.
Oh.
That motherfucker drinking
Cooper,
wine in Greece.
One of them is here. Both of them not gone because they can't trust
Cooper,
you to everybody yourself.
Cooper playing video games at his house.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
That motherfucker
I got his
work.
Number. Yeah. You do all the work, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you have some bad hesitation. You know I'm recording this shit.
I'm trying to build something, dog.
I got you.
You know, I'm trying to build something.
Okay, but I had a question, though. So on this Rumble in the Jungle, the next one coming up, I heard somebody say they're going to do a 490, but it's going to be on Friday? Is
yeah,
that
Friday.
True?
Me and you, first round. First cars go
I
down, first round, fuck it.
I don't care if you, Kareem, I don't care who in that raggedy motherfucker. I'll take that first round.
Okay, lock that.
Oh, shit.
Lock that.
Done.
One of us going to cook for the other camp. So you can lock that in.
No,
motherfucker.
No, hell no, because you motherfuckers will be cooking hot dogs and wieners and shit.
No, you know we be cooking the pork chops and lamb chops and fajitas and shit. Don't be.
You not go cook no way. Mike go cook anyway.
Mike cooking, yeah. Me and Mike cook.
So if I win, Mike cook. If you win, Mike cook. We'll figure something out there.
Send 500 to King. I'll send my 500. That's a lot.
We figure something out.
Okay.
I'm going to tear your little ass up, man.
Stand by,
you
KB.
You got to buy one on in Everdale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You going to Ebro this weekend?
No, I'm going on vacation. I'm leaving Friday, going on vacation.
Oh.
So you safe?
No, not me. I ain't going. Kareem going.
Oh, well. Prayers are answered. I'm not going to show up.
Yeah. Okay.
I think JP done fell asleep.
Maybe. Nick, you need anybody to haul any parts to your customers for you?
Man, I do. I think my brother was going to call you the other day.
Well, shit. Him or call me?
Call him. No, you call him.
I'll call
him
in the morning.
Keep in his ear.
Call him in the morning.
We got parts to move.
All right.
Okay.
I'll call him in the morning.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. I'm out too, man. I'll see y'all.
All
right. I ain't going nowhere, you little motherfucker.
I ain't either, motherfucker.
I can't.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to sleep with you, little motherfucker.
My JP over there calling him how.
Trying to hold. Say, y'all been H&P lately, Nick?
Nah, man. I haven't.
We
went last Sunday, huh?
We went last week, man. And they was talking about Dean had some the new glue shit, you know.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't really have no trouble at all.
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, you should slow. That's why.
No, that's why I ain't having trouble. That's
so
why we got. That's why
LCH,
I'm gonna run this hot up on your ass.
The LCH something. That's the new glue, ain't it? The one that everything made in America, right?
I have no
idea. It's like LCH 8, I think, or some shit like that.
So is the PJ one the same as the VHT, or is that different?
I think VHT track bite and PJ one I think is the same. I think, but they done changed the names like a couple of times. But then I think where. On that post that Jay posted, his stuff said PJH, and then I think Connor Thorne told him that wasn't the same stuff. And apparently, the name the company done changed, which you know a lot of times when companies get in trouble, they just you know change the name. And so it could be the same stuff. I don't know.
I'm really surprised, man, that none of these the smaller companies, you know, like Pimp Juice and Blue Balls and, you know, shit like that that make all this, you know, all this homemade stuff for, like, no prep and street racing. I'm surprised they haven't stepped up and said, hey, man, we're going to mass produce this shit. We need y'all to try it, you know?
So they have, but pretty much like Renegade got some, and I think everybody was kind of on their high horse with PJ1. They pretty much told them, we ain't going to try, you know, we ain't going to use that on our track and yada, yada, yada. And now, you know, I don't think they got a choice at this point. But I know Renegade is supposed to make some kind of track bike. And, you know, some people's like, oh, we on our high horse. We're not going to use this stuff. And so, and then supposedly VP, now the VP makes stuff, but it's just all the ingredients don't be straight up. You know, U.S., which is that loot and stuff that I was talking about coming from Germany, it don't have. So I know T, because I asked TJ about it, and I mean, they'd be fairly honest with me when it comes to stuff like that. I do my races there and stuff, and like TJ was saying, it's just, honestly, it's just going to take time, you know, for them to mess with their mixtures and figure out what works and what don't work. But it's kind of like See, I mean, even with my race, like, I mean, I ain't scared to hide it, or I ain't finna act like, you know, certain people. I ain't saying certain people, but I'm not finna act like other promoters and feel like, oh, you know, the track ain't third, this and that. But just like my race, I mean, basically, it's gonna take time to try this stuff. But at this point, yeah, you kind of don't wanna do it in the middle of somebody's race, because then, of course, you know that
right,
some people feel like, oh, the track ain't gonna be there, and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's
going to
come to a point where you're
going to
have no choice, you know.
Yeah, there's going to come a point where there's nothing available, and they're going to have to go to an
right,
alternative, you know.
Right.
If that time comes, they'll probably just keep, like you said, they ain't, you know, they're on the high horse or whatnot. They ain't going to try nothing yeah, different.
Mm-hmm. I know VP got a whole, they got a glue that's out. Because, see, VP got two glues, basically. I got one, which is, he says, LC7. It has
uh-huh,
the same stuff in it like the PJ1. But then they got another one, which is LCH8, something like that.
Yes.
And PJ was like, man, I ain't going to lie, it sucked. Like, we got to figure out something. Like, I mean, I tried it, and, I mean, it sucked right now. Like, he just flat out told me, but, you know, so... Once and then the thing about it, even the VPLC LA7 has that stuff in it. So that, you know, on top of that, some people start using that. Now that stuff start getting hard to get, just like the PJ1.
Yeah.
So it's kind of rough now. But
yeah, all it's gonna take is one company to make something better, man.
Yeah.
You know. That's what
I was
gonna say.
Even if they can make that additive, that'll work with that glue, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
You know, as long as they can provide a consistent surface, you know, we just adapt, you know.
Right.
Yeah, he's got to adapt.
Yep, as long as it's consistent, you know, then everybody will be okay.
I'll say it, XRP wasn't all that great, but it wasn't what it used to be, I guess, and it wasn't close to what Ennis was. But, I mean, you know, everybody had a good time, I guess.
But,
and I understand. I ain't dogging the XRP or nothing like that. I'm just saying, you know, what it was.
Right. And, I mean, then it's just – and then that question, too, as a racer, like, do we – you know, I mean, I'm saying that for me, too. I mean, I ain't got the high horsepower car or something y'all might have, but, I mean, knowing that it's the glue shortage, I mean, do we go in there with an open mind or – you know, hey, we go and I race with my and our cars to handle this and this, or do we still kind of hold a certain accountability to the promoter and the track owners when it's kind of up against them? Because, I mean, I've seen some
people say
they canceled a race because they couldn't get glue, like, well, couldn't get the PJ1 and different stuff like that. But, I mean,
man,
do we take it to that extreme, or do we just... promise the people what they got. You know, I mean, if we ain't got
man,
a radio
look,
print, we ain't got a radio print, you know?
Yeah, no, at this point, I think it's unfair to start pointing fingers, you know, given the situation that everybody knows, you know? So, you know, the track can only do so much, and I'm pretty sure they do the best that they can, you know what I mean? So it would kind of be unfair to point fingers at the track or the promoter or whatever, you know. I certainly wouldn't. So we always race the track, you know, whether it's hot and it has PJ1 on it, you got to adjust to that, you know. Or when it's cold and it has PJ1, you got to adjust to that. It's never you can never just throw everything at the motherfucker. I mean, you got to tune, you know, you got to tune to the track. You race the track. So I think the tuners, you know, they need to step up now and say, hey, you know, given the circumstances around the nation, we need to, you know, you might not go as fast, you might go faster. I don't know, but they got to try. They got to step up.
Right.
It's on the tuners now. If you want to keep racing.
So that's my opinion.
All right, fellas. I'm going to get out.
Nice talking to y'all tonight.
Friday. Yes, sir. Y'all have a good night.
Have a good night.
Okay. All right. All right.
Bye. Bye, you little shark motherfucker.
Late.
Bye.